To start recording. Very good.
Because guess what? If you walk away or have to do something, it's nice that I can read the comment and respond to the comment.
That's true. I can also do this so you can see it right there.
Oh.
Nice, huh?
I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So,
except that would be a little that would be distracting. You're making a point, and then all of a sudden you get this little banner flash of, like, what about Conan 22? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, what? What was my point?
Oh, man. Does this take us to the right? I just want to see. I want to make sure people didn't. Oh, see? Okay. So for some reason, that didn't work. So I need to share. I need to share this. How do I share this? Listen, we're recording. I'm cutting all this out. Hello, Gunny. It's nice to see you here live.
It's great
on stream.
Seeing you here.
I need to post a. How do I post a link to this? Share. Ha ha! There it is. Okay.
Nice. Was this a Martin find or was this a Julian find?
This is actually a Dennis find.
Ooh, very good.
I'll tell you in a sec, and then we'll get rolling.
And by rolling, you mean that sweet Limp Bizkit song?
Rolling, 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 rolling. All right, very good. So, I think we can begin.
Oh, we weren't beginning already?
Well, I mean, like, now we're officially begun. Welcome to the Nerdy Legion podcast. Look at this tea that I made. You see this tea?
Are you sure that's not pickle juice?
This is tea. This is so we promised an experience for episode 250. Can I do this full screen? How do I do that?
You were just doing it.
Huh? No, I mean, like, my. Never mind. I just want it to be the whole thing. And it doesn't matter. So we promised an experience.
Yes.
For episode 250.
Is that mushroom tea?
And so this, I cannot divulge everything that's in this tea.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that there is green tea. I did some homemade limonene. Which
lemonine.
Is a, yes, it's an extraction from like citrus peels. There is a little bit of garlic in here, so my stomach doesn't get upset.
Okay.
There is a little bit of apple cider vinegar in here to extract some nutrients from this tea. And there's a couple secret ingredients that I cannot publicly divulge on a platform such as YouTube. I mean, on the podcast, nobody would give a shit. Can I cuss on YouTube? Whatever, it doesn't matter.
No.
Too late. You can't? Well, guess what?
Here,
I just did.
Here comes the E.
Yes. So, so there's that. And then a couple ingredients that I can't talk about because...
Are they dill pickle spears?
There's no pickles in here.
Is that cocktail weenies in there?
There is a full chemistry set in here.
Ooh. Is there any head cheese in there?
There's no head cheese.
Dang it.
Oh, and there's also matcha tea. That's why it's green.
Okay, good.
Yes.
It really looked like urine at first.
So for any chemistry enthusiasts in the audience... All the ingredients in here are what are considered MAOIs. You've heard the term MAOI, correct?
No.
No, you never haven't heard of MAOI? Okay, well it's a chemical that your body produces, and it attaches to certain receptors in your brain, and it just so happens that MAOIs work very well in conjunction with certain other chemicals to kind of enhance the experience. You know, the hot thing right now with everybody is ayahuasca. Have you heard of ayahuasca?
Yes.
Okay. So ayahuasca, magically, it has two main components. I mean, the plants don't really matter. One is the DMT, which is the chemical that makes you trip balls. and the other are the MAOIs, which help your body absorb the DMT better. Okay, so like if you
it becomes more intense or more enhanced,
both.
Ooh.
So for example, if you did like DMT, right? You did a DMT extraction, which is pretty straight simple. There's no DMT in here, just for the record. But it's pretty simple to do. And let's say you smoked it or whatever, you drank some, whatever, it doesn't matter. You made some DMT brownies. I don't even know it's a thing. You would get like super intense hallucinations, right? For like 10 or 15 minutes. And it's like instant, right? Like if you smoke it, you take like two hits and you're like, you're in Wonderland, buddy. You are way down the rabbit hole. You are not on this planet anymore.
Wow.
With ayahuasca, it's got the MAOI inhibitors. And so it's the same chemical, but with the inhibitors, you have like, you know, a 3-hour trip or a 6-hour trip or a 12-hour trip, depending on the person.
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask as many questions as you like. This is your show.
Which part of these ingredients that you're talking about will...
Ooh, too much garlic.
When you're enjoying it, will let an instructor with dirty feet and who is uber creepy go and feel you up while you're tripping balls? Which part of that equation?
Man, if I stand right here, my teeth look really white. This is great light.
They do.
That's amazing. Look. That's incredible.
So are we giving Joe Rogan's podcast a run for its money or Kevin Pereira's podcast? Which ayahuasca person? Or from the Howard Stern show, Robin Quivers?
Or what's that show that I really like on Netflix? Oh, man. Where's Julian? Julian should be in here. He's like my second brain. Oh man, the show about tripping balls. Well, not really. It's a cartoon.
Oh,
The Midnight Gospel. Midnight Gospel. Highly recommend it. It's fantastic. Have you seen like Rick and Morty or any of those shows?
Nope. Ask me if I've seen Adventure Time.
Nope. Have you seen Regular Show?
The last cartoon series that I watched that was a current at the time cartoon series was Venture Brothers. And that was a Gundy product that he recommended.
Gundy's a smart man. Yeah. You should watch Regular Show. It used to be on Netflix. I don't know if it still is. But as a person who grew up in the 80s, you will love this cartoon.
Okay. It's called Regular Show?
It's called Regular Show, yeah.
All right. I'll put it down.
So it started out, the guy was like tripping balls and drew these two characters and made like a little animated short, and it got picked up by a network. What was it on? It was on Cartoon Network, actually. And it ran for, I don't know, 5 or 6 seasons. It's fantastic. My kids love watching it because like it's a cartoon for kids, but like there is so much in there for adults.
There's
like tons of like 80s references with music and fashion and all this stuff. See, Gundy loves Midnight Gospel. You should watch it. It's freaking good. It's based on a podcast.
Hey, guess what? If you guys are recommending it, I'll check it out. But I'm not sitting down and going through Netflix animated crap. Same with Amazon Prime.
That's true. Midnight Gospel is great, though. So it started out as a podcast called Duncan Trussell's Family Hour. I think that's right. And he's a comedian. I don't know if you ever heard of Duncan Trussell.
No.
He's a comedian, and he started doing this podcast. He's like really into Buddhism, right? So a lot of the podcast discussions are about Buddhism, but it's just like stuff in general. And of course, he talks a lot about psychedelics. But it's an interview show like Joe Rogan's show or any of those other ones.
Sure.
And Netflix picked it up as a TV series. They turned it into a cartoon, and the way that it's set up is there is a plot to every episode, but the majority of the dialogue in each episode is actually audio from one of his interviews on the Duncan Trussell Family Hour.
Huh.
But set up in this like crazy plot, right? Like episode one, there's like zombies are taking over the world, right? And so he uses this this interview he did with two Buddhist teachers, I think it was. And like the whole time they're running away from zombies, but like this Buddhist discussion somehow ties directly into the plot. It's really well done. It's very smart. And the main character, he's like a YouTube streamer, right? Except like interdimensional. So he streams to like the universe tube, right? But he's only got one subscriber, so he like calls him out by name every time, and he basically like mines experiences from these like simulated universes. So like he wakes up and talks to his computer and he's like, "Oh, what universe do you want to go to today?" And he's like flips through universes. He's like, "Oh, let's go to that one." So the computer sets it up and he like sticks his head into the machine and the machine looks like a giant vagina. It's really good.
Huh.
I highly recommend it. Midnight Gospel. There's an episode on there with his mom too. His mom had just passed away, so that was interesting in there. Some stuff with his mom.
Wow.
But yes, Midnight Gospel.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So what are you up to, man?
No, almost nothing. The pandemic locked me down, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I haven't been watching too much. Been reading here and there.
Yeah.
Wrapped up Omnibus this week and started another Marvel Masterworks. So other than that, not that much.
That's pretty fancy.
I started Jiminy Christmas. There's a new limited series on HBO that I started. Good God, what the hell is it called?
Looney Tunes.
It's about... I have watched Looney Tunes. Are you over my shoulder watching when I'm watching? No, it's by it's called I'll Be Gone in the Dark. What a catchy, memorable title. Holy mackerel. But it's by Patton Oswalt's deceased wife.
Oh.
I'm telling you, it's like your wife. Totally into true crime, started writing a blog about it, then started a podcast about it, and got hooked up on message boards. And they go through it on the HBO show. There's only two episodes out so far. And she started to track down this West Coast killer, serial killer, serial rapist. And they go through the beginning of his habit, I guess you want to call it. And by the time he's done, and I still haven't figured out, and thank God, I mean, I'm very curious, but I don't want to jump ahead. So I haven't really researched anything because I don't really want to know. But they sort of threw out, he raped 50 women. And he murdered, I think it was like 6 or 8 people. Dang. So it's the typical like person who is like uber obsessed, and it starts off small and then it escalates and escalates. So I called out your wife on it and I was like, you should be watching this. This is really, really good, because they, of course, since it's a blog as well as a podcast, and then her going, trying to track down who this killer is. And she's not blaming the police or detectives or anything. She's just like, maybe some fact hasn't been turned over. Maybe somebody didn't ask the right questions. And she's talking on message boards, and they talk to the people that she was talking to on these message boards, as well as she was writing for LA Times, I want to say. So they're talking to like her editors, and they have video footage, because she just passed away a few years ago. They have video footage of her in doing many interviews. So they'll have the audio as well as video of all these interviews. And it's just crazy that this person has been... They have all of these blogs that they can read from, as well as all these like interviews. So it's not really like a recreation. It's all in her own words. Mm. And you see how she's trying to narrow down and how she's trying to figure out his patterns. And for me, I always like true crime documentaries that give you, especially if it's like a localized thing, that will give you like pins on a map to show you where this person was, like, here's where 18 was, here's where 19 was, here's where 20, 22, 23. And it's interesting to see all of these small little circles of activity that he was doing for years, years, decades. And I, like I said, I don't know if the activity just stopped because maybe he died. Maybe he was in jail. Because that's you. I mean, people who escalate, they don't de-escalate. Something has to happen. And I don't want to know the end until I watch the end. But it was fascinating. And as you well know, one of my biggest fears, home invasion. Stranger in the house. And this dude, this is all home invasion. It's just like, oh my God. And they talk to like all of these rape victims from the 70s and 80s. And all these poor women are just like, they'll show a picture of the house. And then you'll see the backyard. And it's like a 70s picture. And then all of a sudden you see like the arrow to the side bedroom window. And as she's like, yeah, all the doors were barred. We had everything blocked except for this side window. So he lifted out the window pane. And it's like, oh my God, this is like, obviously he's casing these joints and he knows exactly what to do. Episode two, they're talking, and the first time he killed a couple was, and they still haven't figured out why he did this, but he kills this couple outside of their house. As he's walking down the street, obviously they caught him doing something because he has no pants on. He has a shirt on, and then this kid sees him just walking down the road, but they can't really identify him all that way. It just, dude, it just gave me goose chills, and I was so stupid. I watched it like right before I went to bed. I could not get it out of my head whatsoever. It was frightening. So
no kidding.
I'll be gone when it's dark. And what was interesting, because it definitely reminded me of like all the like California like rapists and murderers from the 60s, 70s when that like boom sort of hit.
Oh yes, the rapist serial killer boom.
Exactly. I'm sure you know there's like
Zodiac and BTK and all those. Yeah, yeah.
Right. But it's interesting that he's reading the paper or listening to these like reports, and it's like newscasters that are like, he only attacks women only at night. Never if the woman has a dog or a spouse. And then all of a sudden after that, then they have these survivors talking, and one of them has a dog and he threw the dog into her trunk. And then all of a sudden he starts going after couples, and he would hog tie the man on the bed, and then he would go, and this is what's so weird, because it's not frantic, like he spent hours in places. So he would hog tie the guy, walk out to the kitchen, bring back, and they would hear rustling, bring back plates and bowls, put them on the guy's back, and he did this like multiple times, put them on his back, and he said, If I hear these clang around, I'm going to cut off your ear, or I'm going to kill your wife, or, you know, some threat. As he takes the woman into another room and like rapes her for like hours on end.
Dang.
It was insane. And there was even one where a woman has, and trust me, I'm barely touching surfaces here. There's still so much more. There's one where a woman had a child in the house, like a 4-year-old or a 3-year-old. And when he takes the child, when he takes the woman out of the bedroom, the child was woken up and started to walk towards the door. And I guess he looked back at her, looked back at the child because he's wearing a ski mask, looked back at the child and said, go back to bed. And the kid immediately obeyed and went back into bed and closed the door. I know. I was just like, oh my God. So it so worked on my like home invasion thing. Ay, ay, ay. That just.
Now, this is a movie, not a documentary, right?
Documentary series.
Oh, it is a documentary.
Yeah, there's only 2 episodes out. I think they're coming out on Sunday, I want to say. So I tried to get your wife involved, and she's like, I might have to check that out. Because it is crazy. And they talked to Patton Oswalt, because he was dating her when she was really starting to gear up into mm-hmm. being like uber obsessed with true crime. And he said that's all she, like, umpteen times she would wake up in the middle of the night and she was still in the dream, even though he was there. And she would yell at him like he was the person that she's like pursuing in the dream, the killer.
Oh, or, yeah. Yeah. He was talking about that when he was on Joe Rogan.
Yeah. And he even talked like they showed him on stage talking about this stuff. And then, you know, he's talking current day to the camera doing this film or docuseries. And he was like, yeah, there was umpteen times where she'd wake up because this person's pursuing her in her dream, and she would run out of the house thinking that she had to get out of the house, get away. And I was like, oh my God, this woman is like uber obsessed. Wow. But it was really, really interesting. And to think that he did so many rapes and then escalating to murder, like, I don't know where this is going. I have no clue, but I am definitely in for it.
This is just like this show, just like the Nerdy Legion podcast.
Ooh,
so good. Listen, I'm gonna convince her, because actually this sounds pretty good, this show. I'm gonna convince her to watch it. I was actually gonna try to convince her to get HBO Max. Ooh. Because she wanted to watch the Lego movie.
Okay.
And we thought we owned it, but we have Lego Batman, of course, but not Lego movie. So she ended up buying it somewhere. I don't know where she bought it from. But I was trying to get her to get HBO Max, but maybe with this series, mm-hmm. she will actually want to do HBO Max.
I didn't know if you guys still had HBO. That's why I threw it out to her.
No, I got rid of HBO.
Gotcha.
I know she just watched what's the one that she just watched? 13th? About the 13th Amendment?
Yeah.
I have not watched it yet, but I listened to a podcast about it, and it's pretty interesting.
Okay. I did, speaking of HBO Max, I did watch our favorite extended superhero film.
Oh, Batman Superman.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the Snyder Cut.
I wish I was watching the Snyder Cut after watching the extended version.
Let me show you this mug. My wife got me this for my – what did she get me this for? Maybe for my birthday last year or Christmas. Look, it's a Sriracha coffee mug.
Ooh, nice.
I hope you have a plan, by the way, because right now I'm starting to feel pretty good.
Heck yeah. Nice.
So if you see my camera either
fall onto the screen.
Wait, I want to see what happens if I stop cam. Oh, look, it's my face. Okay, good. So you still see my face. That's cool.
Sure.
If you see Cartoon Martin – or you see me do one of these numbers.
Uh-oh. Can that chair completely tip back?
Yes.
But I mean without falling over. Is it balanced in a way that you don't have to worry about falling over?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice. Speaking of sriracha, today picked up some bold sriracha almonds.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Were they good? I mean, judging from the look of your face,
do you like almonds? Pretty good. Do you like almonds. Sriracha?
I love sriracha. So they work well together then.
Oh yeah.
Because I tried
blue diamond, so you can easily find them. They're
blue diamond.
They're all over the place.
Blue diamond.
They're a ripoff. Okay. They're a ripoff because they're about that big.
Yeah.
For $6, I want to say. As soon as they throw flavoring on it, it's like, let's reduce the size. Yes, let's reduce the size and charge twice as much.
Mm.
But they're good.
Blue diamond. All right, I'll see if I can find those. That does sound good, though. Mm-hmm. So I try that garbage-ass Dorito nuts. You know what I'm talking about, the Dorito nuts?
No.
You don't know about Dorito nuts?
I do not. Well, I haven't gone to a grocery store in 3 months.
These have been around for like at least a year, maybe two.
Doritos are doing nuts. Is that what you're telling me? Or is it like a mix, like Dorito chips?
No. All right, there are two different ones.
Take a drink of that pickle juice. Are you sure you're not floating right now? Dorito. Listen, nuts.
I am. I'm still in this dimension for now.
Okay.
You have Spider-Man on your iPhone.
Dun, 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 dun,
what
dun,
a nerd. Dun, dun,
dun. That's me.
I have nothing on my phone. See? It's just a slab.
Yeah, but your phone's so old, it probably doesn't even have a case to it.
Listen, I can't even use that phone anymore. I have to use this one. This is my wife's old phone that she hasn't used in 3 years. I'm using it now. The power button doesn't work. To turn it on, I have to plug it in, unplug it, wait for the screen to come on, plug it back in, wait for the boot screen, and then unplug it. That's how I turn the phone on.
This says Doritos Crunch Nuts.
Yeah, that's it. There's two different flavors, right? There's like a regular and a spicy.
But this is like a nut mix. It's just a nut mix with
Dorito powder on it.
Yeah, it's like peanuts with a Dorito shell, right?
It's like when Taco Bell had the Cool Ranch. Oh, I haven't seen the blue ones. Crunch Nuts. Yes.
Hey,
I've seen two different red ones.
I'm not complaining because they do a good taco shell. Thank you, Doritos.
They do a good taco shell. I want to make some taco shells. Is that hard? Dude, all right. Man, I am already all over the place. Here we go, baby.
Yeah. Let's do it.
So tonight, I made this, what's it called? I don't freaking know. Some Thai pork thing.
Ooh.
Okay? It's what's the good rice? Jasmine rice. Just plain white jasmine rice on the bottom, right? You do a bed. Now, the important part is the pork. Getting this pork was a trek. Okay? Because I went to one store, they had no ground pork.
That's weird.
That's what I said.
Wait, you couldn't go up to the butcher and be like, "Can you ground up this pork that's right here?"
There was nobody at the meat station.
What type of handy-andy place are you going to?
Whatever. They had ground pork sausage.
That ain't the same?
It's not the same.
Were you at the jerky store?
No, and this started because...
Are you sure you weren't at the jerky store?
I was not at the jerky store. So my wife... Whoa. My wife...
I just jumped in front of you, a unicorn?
Something.
I saw that.
My wife...
My sister.
My wife placed a to-go order at Walmart. That's her favorite thing to do, right? Because she doesn't have to do anything. She can still go outside, right? Not stuck in the house. All she does is pull up. They load the groceries in her car. And she leaves.
Uh-huh.
So she did that. But they did not have ground pork. And I don't know if they even carry it. Because last time she ordered ground pork, they gave her ground pork sausage. So
that's a bad shopper right there. Walmart shopper.
Listen, they do weird things. Like last week when she made the grocery order, we brought it in. Oh, I like that. This is like, are you on a selfie stick?
No, I'm on a laptop stick.
last time she ordered it, or when you order stuff, it's weird. Like, we needed ginger for a recipe, right? That Reagan was going to do. Oh, by the way, I had wild salmon. That looks good.
It is good. That's the kind I told you to get.
I tried that. What was that jerky that you told me about?
I told you about a lot of jerky and chicharrones.
The little bars. They're little bars of jerky.
Epic.
I tried them. They're all right.
I like them. I like them because they're a little moist.
They were my favorite. They are moist. Maybe it's just the one that
They're not the most flavorful, but when you read how great the ingredients are, they just need to work on their flavor combos. That's all. Everything's sourced really well. It's like the best of the best.
We got one of just the beef ones, I think, and then a pork one.
Okay.
The pork one was good. The beef one needed a little something. Anyway, so we need ginger, right?
Get
so
back she, to the Thai pork thing.
So we needed ginger, right? So my wife orders ginger. Now, when you go by ginger, do you like cook with ginger ever?
Yes.
Okay. Well, a lot of people don't cook with ginger, dude. Listen, a lot of people don't cook with ginger, all right?
Should I go up to my spice rack over there and show you that I don't even have dry ginger?
No.
Only fresh in this house. Hell right. Yeah.
Don't make me go to the refrigerator and get – oh, it's not in the refrigerator now. Where is it? Oh, with the potatoes. That's right. Because we needed ginger. Now, when you cook with ginger, you do it by, like, fingers, right? Because the ginger is a root, and so it spreads out like this, right? It's like little Lego blocks.
Yeah.
So my wife ordered one.
Oh, no. Okay. It wasn't by weight?
It's not by weight.
Because one could be that big, or it could be that small.
That's correct. Julian says, I prefer my... that's hilarious. Let's Hell show that yeah. on screen.
My guy.
One. So we're unloading the groceries, right? And I get to the bag that's got the ginger in it.
How do you buy your ginger before finishing this?
I mean, I usually find like the smallest piece I can find because we don't use so much. Like we don't cook with ginger every day.
Right.
And I don't want it to go bad. You know what I mean?
That's the only veggie or fruit, like grapes. I'm not that person that goes in and like plucks off an arm of a grape and puts it like, ooh, this is way too heavy. But ginger, I am that fool that like, all I want is this much. I don't need this much. I'm just going to crack that thing off and take how much I want.
Well, because you do it by weight. Well, apparently when you do
and as soon as you crack it, you can smell it and see right. it and like, okay, that's good.
So when you do an order, a Walmart online order, they don't weigh the stuff. So you order in quantity.
So bananas are not weight. It's like four bananas. That's it's what like, you put in quantity.
If you put four, they give you four bunches of bananas.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. That's insane.
Yes. So when she put one ginger, I opened the bag that's got the ginger in it. And uh-oh. Nick, it's like a piece of ginger this big.
Yeah, it's like a catcher mitt.
It's got, I told my wife, I said, why'd you get so much ginger? She's like, I just ordered one. And I'm like, one what? She's like, I don't know. I just went on the website and said one ginger. I mean, that's I don't even funny. Know. I don't know how much she paid for it.
Probably $2.
Yeah, ginger's pretty cheap. Ginger's cheap. But yeah, one ginger. And it had to be like the biggest fucking ginger they had.
And how did you skin the ginger?
With a knife? What do you mean?
Back of the spoon, my friend.
Oh, really? That's a good tip.
Oh, yes. Knife cuts off too much.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. See, Julian works at Walmart. We're supposed to weigh it, but who has the time? Yeah, I hear you, buddy.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Please.
Who has time to weigh it?
The whole point of doing, because we just got an order, a grocery order today as well. The whole point of having somebody shop for you, sure, it might cost some money, but I just put an hour and a half back in my pocket. Mm. So if they're not going to weigh anything, as long as my eggs aren't broken, that's all right.
Nick, I don't think I can drink this tea anymore.
What? That pickle juice ain't doing it for you?
Listen, I just took a sip of it, and I literally felt like I was about to shoot into space.
Shoot into space, my friend.
So I had to put it down.
Did you need to take out the garlic that's in it?
Oh, yeah.
Making it too funky.
It's very funky.
That's what I would think.
Anyway, so giant piece of garlic, like this big. I mean, it was
ginger.
Like... Or ginger.
Yeah.
Dude, let me tell you. It had to be at least 15 or 20 fingers. Like, it was the biggest piece of ginger I've ever seen in my life.
Okay? So you are going to be making a lot of Thai and... maybe Chinese food for the rest of the week.
So I had her get some apples because then I can juice the apples with the ginger.
Good See idea. What I
mean?
Delicious.
But yes, it looks like we'll be having a lot of ginger. They gave me a pound of ginger. Yeah, that's probably what I got is a pound of ginger.
Yeah.
But I would anyways, think
if I was a shopper, wherever, I would think I would rather like to give somebody too much of something than for them to go on and write a review and be like, I only got one finger of ginger. This is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I wouldn't even want to have that debate with any idiot.
Maybe they should just, do they explain it? Julian, do they explain this? I need to know if they explain on their website when you place an order how they determine quantity. That's what I want to know.
Well, it's probably by weight then, if he says that they gave you a pound of ginger. But then that doesn't make up for the bananas. Because my grocery store, you're ordering one banana, not one bunch. Because the first time I ordered from them, I put in one, thinking I'll get a bunch of banana. Nope, it was one individual one.
It says, yes, they do. It separates eaches and by the pound. Okay.
No big.
Man.
No big deal. But go on.
I feel like I'm about to reboot. I'm about to reboot, Nick.
Your system?
My brain.
Ooh, so you're not shutting off? If this is a 40-minute episode, it's a 40-minute episode, buddy. I don't mind.
Hey, that's true. Anyway, so back to this pork. How did we get so far away from this pork? So I didn't eat yesterday because this is episode 250, and I promised for episode 250 there would be a delightful experience shared on this podcast. And so I performed my ritual as per usual. Yes. And I have not eaten in a day and a half.
Shivery.
So I said to myself, self, you need to eat something. So I was doing some training. I found this new piece of software. It's fantastic. Because, I'm doing all these certifications, these IT certifications. Uh-huh. And I found this new piece of software that I love. So I'm learning about the software right now. And my wife went out with Reagan, right? So like 4 o'clock comes around. I don't know what – they went to the office for something. 4 o'clock comes around. They're not back. 4:30, not back. 5 o'clock. So I'm like, should I make dinner? Or like, are you guys picking something up or what? And so Reagan's like, yeah, make dinner. I said, okay. Well, I'll make one of your recipes. She's like, well, Mama wants spaghetti. I said, all right, well, I'll make spaghetti. But then I go and look, and there's no spaghetti sauce. There's no spaghetti sauce. You know what I mean? It's a spaghetti. There's no spaghetti sauce. And I didn't have stuff to make spaghetti sauce because I had to, there was no spaghetti sauce last week, so I had to use the stuff that I had to make spaghetti sauce. So sure. I didn't even have the ingredients to make it. So I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to make a recipe. So I made this Thai pork. It was delicious. You take the shallots, you chop them up, dice them up real good, you fry them up, and you take your ground pork. Oh, that's what it is. You got to remind me about the ground pork.
Okay.
Then you put the ground pork in, fry it up, get it nice and brown. What do you do? Oh, bok choy. You add the bok choy in. And then you do some, what do you do? Soy sauce. I think that's it. Just a little bit of soy sauce in there. Because then you make a sauce like separate, right? So this goes over the rice, and then parsley and lemon juice at the end. You toss it and you serve it over the rice, and then you make a sauce. The sauce is fish sauce, water, sugar, and sriracha. Mm. Ah, see, this is how we're turning it around. Now I remember.
There you go.
This is why we're talking about this, because of sriracha. And it was delicious. I've never made it. Reagan makes it.
Thanks.
Because what we started doing is, Reagan loves cooking. You know, she does culinary class.
Right.
And so, what we started doing is all the recipe cards for all the meal delivery services that we've used over the years, we've kept. So we have like a stack of recipes, you know what I mean? From like sure. every single one, right? Like HelloFresh, what's the other one? Blue Ribbon, freaking Home Chef, like all of them. We have right. all of them. And So every week, like, Reagan picks a few recipes, and then we just get random stuff. And she was going to make it yesterday, but they went and got Dairy Queen for some reason.
Did they get the drumstick blizzard that I've seen?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a drumstick put into a blizzard.
The ice cream. You have to be very, very careful.
No, they took a wooden drumstick.
No. I was thinking they took a chicken drumstick.
yummy. Chicken blizzard.
I mean, I think that's a thing. I've seen that. Who's Julian, you've seen that. Is Gundy still here? Gundy's seen that. I know you go to fairs and stuff. You've seen that. Maybe not in Chicago.
Along with an elephant ear, you can get that or chicken ice cream.
Listen, down south, you can get anything at a county fair, right?
Sure.
You can get the elephant ears. You can get the fried Oreos. You had fried Oreos?
Yes.
Oreos. Yeah. You get the chicken drumstick inside your blizzard. I mean, you have chicken and waffles. Why can't you have chicken and ice cream?
Hey, chicken in a basket crackers are fantastic, and that's just chicken bouillon cube on top of a cracker. But they're great.
What?
Are you saying you never had a chicken in the biscuit cracker?
Oh, the blue box. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I was like, why are you putting bouillon cubes on a cracker? That's where my mind went.
I think you need to lay back in that chair. The tracers are coming fast and furious for you.
Ooh, listen,
doggy.
Did I tell you there's a ghost in my garage? Have I told you the story?
No.
All right, so Gundy has never seen it, and Julian says Burger King did a bacon in a fudge sundae. Oh, that's right. Yeah, see?
Of course.
Bacon goes with everything.
You're talking about a chicken leg and ice in a Dairy Queen blizzard. Blizzards aren't that adventurous, people. Come on now.
All right, we're about to enter midnight gospel territory here.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
There's a ghost in my garage, Nick.
Okay. Right. Do tell.
Are you sure I have not told you the story?
Even if you did, let's hear it again.
All right. There's a ghost in my garage.
Does the ghost have a name?
The ghost does not have a name.
Okay.
The ghost has been in this garage for a little over a year. Okay? So a little over a year.
Okay.
I tripped really freaking hard. Okay?
Is this when you murdered a runaway? About a year ago.
Did I? That may have happened in some lifetime. I tripped really hard. And it was a life-changing experience for me.
Sure.
But then, like a week later, I started feeling this ghost in my garage.
Feeling?
Yeah. You know like when you're walking down the street and you can tell somebody behind you?
Yes. Right?
That feeling. Right? Like, if I walk into the garage, that feeling's there. I'm like, well, shit. Maybe when I was tripping, I brought this ghost back from the trip dimension.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
All right. I want to hear more about this trip dimension.
You want to hear more about the trip dimension? Tune in next week, I don't know what day, to my other podcast, The Alchemical Mind, and I will share the full experience.
If only there was a bell we could ring to advertise.
Oh, you mean that one?
Thank you.
Yes. So a week later, the ghost shows up.
Do you get goosebumps like that? Or does it just feel like a cold breeze and then you turn around and nothing's there?
No breeze, no goosebumps, nothing like that. Here's the way it goes.
Is there a raccoon living in your...
Julian said it's indigestion. And this is the weird thing. So it only happens strongest as you cross an entrance. Okay.
To the garage. In the garage.
So there are three doors in the... Oh, not only in the garage, my friend.
So this is a house haunting.
Now it's a house haunting.
Who let the ghost in?
It was not me.
Are you sure isn't a raccoon in a very small outfit?
Listen, he's a very friendly ghost. I'm going to name him Casper, okay? He doesn't have a name. We're going to name him Casper, okay? Yeah. That's what we're doing. We're doing it right now. His name is Casper.
All right.
So if I'm in the garage, I feel Casper. Casper's around, okay?
It's weird that your ghost used to be a mattress that self-inflates, but hey.
Or a cartoon, but that's fine. If you, as you approach a door, it's a stronger, like it gets closer as you approach a door. Okay.
Certain doors or any door?
Any door in the garage.
Has your girls felt this?
We're getting there.
Did Casper take over the last dog, and that's why the dog went psycho and had to be put onto a farm?
Dude, I don't know if you saw that. My wife showed it to me.
My wife.
Solomon ran away from his new home.
Of course. The dog's possessed. That ghost had to come back home.
4th of July weekend.
Well, can you blame any dog, really, with all those damn fireworks?
It's true. My wife sends me this picture, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm looking at. And I'm like, oh, that's Solomon in this picture, and some random woman. And I read the caption, and it's like, if anyone sees Solomon, let us know. He runs away every week, but now he hasn't come back.
The terror.
I'm like, boy, we dodged a bullet there.
Right. Solomon Grundy runs away every Monday.
let me type that into the, I can't even type. Where's the keyboard?
What are you doing? Why are you even trying to do that? I mean, this is supposed to be a easy peasy Martin episode. Why are you even trying to type?
Listen, you're supposed to be hosting.
And I am. Man, who's leading you down with these, all these questions? Look, I have questions.
My arms are starting to tingle right now.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So, Casper. So as you get closer to a door, it feels like Casper's like right behind you. But as soon as you go over the threshold, no problem. And this is any door in the garage. Okay? There's three doors. There's the big door where the cars go in. Mm-hmm. There is one door that goes into the kitchen. Yep. And there is one door that goes into my studio.
Is your studio haunted?
No. My studio
is
not haunted.
Do you feel Casper? Do you feel Casper now?
Nope. But as soon as I walk out the door, I feel Casper.
Whoa.
Right? All right. So the whole time I'm like, I gotta quit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going crazy. Fast forward to, I mean, this is a couple weeks ago now. We're watching a movie in the living room. It was Reagan, my wife, and myself watching a movie. And Reagan's like, says something about like hearing a noise last night. And I'm like, hearing a noise? What kind of noise? And she's like, there were like footsteps in the bedroom, in the master bedroom. Oh, wait, we can't say master bedroom anymore. What's the new name for master bedroom?
I didn't even know you can't say master bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Realtors are canceling master bedrooms.
Grand bedroom?
Sure, let's go with that. Grand bedroom. She's like, I heard footsteps in the grand bedroom. And I'm like, footsteps? She's like, yeah. It's like there's somebody like went to the bathroom and was walking around in the grand bedroom. I said, did you see anything? She's like, no, I just like heard it. I was like, well, maybe it was just me or mama or whatever going to the bathroom. She's like, no, like you were asleep, she was asleep, and I could still hear the footsteps. I thought maybe it was just the dog, right?
Ghost of Jacob Marley?
So I made a joke. I said, well, it's probably the garage ghost. Okay?
Just to freak her out so she'll never sleep again?
Listen, because when I have these experiences, I don't share them with my wife. Obviously not with the kids. I don't share it with my wife because she thinks I'm fucking crazy. I just share it with you.
Welcome to
and then you think I'm crazy, but then it's entertaining. So I said, yeah, but it's probably the ghost from the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife's like, what do you mean the ghost from the garage? I said, yeah, there's a ghost in the garage. I told you this like a year ago. And I was like, who let the ghost in the house?
That's a good song.
Who let the ghost in the house? Is that a song?
Boo, 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 boo.
Whoa, don't do that again. That was like, see, you were a goody-goody in high school. When in high school, if somebody smoked too much weed, we'd do the runaway train, right? Where they would just be like, and you get it right in front of them, and you do this.
I thought you were going to sing Soul Asylum's Runaway Train to them.
Runaway train, never come back. I love that song. It's a great song.
Hey, that's a good group.
What was I talking about?
The ghost. Oh,
Casper, that's right.
Yes.
Primary bedroom. Thank you, Secretary. Julian will now be officially labeled as...
Our primary moderator.
We need to come up with a good title. Like Commander of Corrections or something. I don't know. Whatever. So, who let the ghost in? And Reagan's like, there's a ghost in the garage? I said, yeah. I told your mama like a year ago there's a ghost in the garage. But it's always been a joke, right? And the thing is, you always want to make sure you don't give... You acknowledge the ghost and you just leave it alone, right? So when you walk through the door, you're like, have a good day, ghost. Stay in the garage, right? So I always think that as I walk through the door, I'm like,
mm-hmm.
You stay over there. But somebody let this mother effing ghost in, Nick.
Right.
And now, I mean, there's no like, actually, let me take that back. Our light fixture fell in the kitchen today.
The one you installed?
The one I installed.
The ghost of Martin took down that light fixture?
I don't think so. I don't know how it happened. Like the whole couldn't thing have just came down.
Couldn't have been user error. Not Bob Vila Martin Ferretti.
It probably was. Anyway, I put it back up. It didn't like break or anything because it was still being held up by the wires.
Yeah.
Which is of course not at all dangerous.
No.
To have light fixtures. I told my wife that. I was like, it looks good. We just leave it like that.
Yikes. Yikes.
Oh, man. It is so hot in here.
Oh, you got a big curtain that's keeping out any wind.
Well, I'm not outside. What do you mean wind?
Well, air. There's no like air conditioning behind there?
No, I have a fan right next to me, though.
Yeah, I know. I can hear it.
Hmm. It's my homemade air conditioner.
It sounds like you have a white noise machine going on. You and Bill Bomer are just hanging out back there.
What I should do is add extra white noise to this episode.
Do you want me to turn on my fan so we can have a double fan off?
That way we can have Mike Myers freak out because he hates white noise.
That's true.
He hates very white true. Noise. Anyways, the pork was delicious. Is that what we're talking about?
Gonna,
I don't know.
Are you going to invite the ghost now that it's come across the garage threshold? Will the ghost be in every room soon?
I don't know how it works.
Have you seen the ghost on the bidet yet?
Listen, but let me tell you, before we started recording, I went to go use the bathroom, and I walk in there, and there's two little eyes staring at me because... Betty loves to sit in my bathroom. Okay.
What?
I always use
with
this
no
bathroom.
One there.
Yeah, she likes to lay in there because it's in the hallway.
Okay. Right?
So she can see if anybody's going into the kitchen, her favorite place.
Traffic. Yeah.
She can see anybody going into the family room, going upstairs, going to the bedrooms from the bathroom. Okay.
Hmm.
Also, there's a little vent in the bathroom, and she loves to stay cool.
Yeah.
So she lays, like, right in front of the little vent.
Yeah.
And has a good old time. But
sounds like that dog's way smarter than Solomon already.
Solomon's pretty smart. He brought that runaway train. You know what I mean? Whew. All right, here's what's going to happen. I'm turning my video off because I'm going to...
What?
No? Should I just lay back then?
Yeah, just lay back, dude.
Let me get... It's got a leg rest and everything.
Oh, man. Living the high life over there.
Man, this is nice. See, I still didn't plan well enough. Let's see, can I... yeah. Very good.
For all you listeners, Martin is at a 30-degree angle, trying to get as comfortable as possible.
That seems about right. This is good. You can't even... My face has morphed into my body because my hair and my shirt are the same color.
Yes. All there is a forehead at this point.
So I look like forehead Jesus.
But buddy, can I circle back? HBO Max. Batman versus Superman versus Batman.
Oh.
Extended cut.
Hang on. I'm getting a communication.
Uh-oh.
Hello, caller. Ooh. This is new. Okay.
What are
Batman
you
versus
about?
Superman. Go ahead. This is now the Nick Wetmore hour.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. I can't keep this going on for an hour. That I can guarantee you.
Let me spread out my arms. I'm gonna bridge these two dimensions here. Okay.
I think are you in the trip zone right now?
Oh, we are somewhere special.
Heck yeah.
This would be the perfect time to ask questions. All right, continue.
I was just saying how unbelievably great that extended version is. So I'm looking forward to the Snyder version.
Oh, man. So, all right. Yes. Man, you know what? I feel so good right now. This is incredible.
Good.
I was just thinking about the Snyder Cut yesterday.
Okay.
So it's so weird that you're bringing it up, the Snyder Cut. They're putting in how much money into this thing? Like $30 million, right?
I don't know anything about it. I don't even know how much extra time is going to be put into it.
All right. I'm pretty sure our commander of corrections will tell us in the chat. Were I to be able to sit and read it, I could tell you, but I cannot.
I'll keep an eye on the chat.
Yes, thank you. I'm pretty sure it's $30 million that they're spending extra to get this thing like however Zack Snyder wanted it.
But won't that just be a pittance? Because I'm sure it's on HBO Max first. So HBO is going to like take the lion's share of that millions.
Yes. So it's going to premiere on HBO Max. The thing is, does this come out as like a 4-hour movie, or do they break it up into a miniseries? You see what I mean? Because how many people have the patience to watch a 4-hour movie? Now, before you continue, I am one of those people. I own all of the Lord of the Rings extended director's cuts.
Oof.
Those three movies are 16 hours. Whoa. There's just like... For the audio listeners, this is a terrible episode.
No, it's a great episode. Are you kidding me?
For the video listeners? Julian watchers?
Oh, it's entertaining as hell. Mm-hmm. Julian said it's $30 million, possibly turning into a 6-part miniseries as well.
Thank you, Julian. Commander of Corrections. I hope he approves of the title.
He said that he wants to be called Prime Madonna.
Oh, Prime Madonna. Wait, Prima Donna or Prime Madonna?
Hey, I'm reading it how it's typed.
Prime Madonna? Okay.
That's what I'm going to say.
Cool. I like it. Julian is the Nerd Legion Prime Madonna. Yeah? No? I don't know.
The extended cut's like 3:15, isn't it?
Yeah, that sounds
over
about right.
Over 3, yeah. And the one thing right. I was surprised at, maybe it's just an HBO thing, there was no end credit scenes.
Mm.
I've never seen the Blu-ray DVD version. I've only seen the HBO.
Mm. So I own a digital copy.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't tell you if there's like any difference, because that's the only copy I've seen.
Hmm.
I mean, I have the extended cut, if that says anything. Yeah, it's so weird. So I was thinking about this, right? Right now, there's no movies.
Okay.
Had they released the Snyder Cut like this year, it would have been like the most nominated movie of the year, because there's literally no movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I do wonder, though, like, if this thing is as good as some people say it is, right? Because, I mean, there's been rumors about this thing for how long?
Like, sure.
Forever, right?
Sure.
People that worked on the movie, actors, what's his name? Aquaman loves the Snyder Cut. He says it's the best movie of all time. But he hasn't seen it yet. Anyways, I think it's going to be great. And you know what? You know what's interesting? When this movie comes out, everyone is going to love it. And I'm going to tell you why. Because everyone has hated Justice League for so long that automatically when this comes out, it's going to be pure perfection. And I guarantee you it's going to be like 10 minutes extra.
Mm.
That's it. Like when they did the Batman vs. Superman extended cut. Just like those 10 or 15 minutes extra.
Yeah.
Added just enough to the story that it made sense.
It completely made sense.
Yeah. Although I guess Snyder Cut's a little bit longer. It's 4 hours. So anyways, I don't know. We'll see. 2021. It's still a whole year away. What I want to do, Nick, is not talk about the Snyder Cut for the next 12 months. However long it takes for it to be released.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That's all right. No, I respect that.
You know what I feel like right now? I feel like I'm astral projecting.
Nice. And what does that entail?
All right, let me ask you this. You've seen Thundercats, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. You know, at the end of the intro, Lionel is like up on the mountain holding a sword.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
All the lightning and stuff.
The lightning and the fire and stuff. That's what I feel like right now. I feel like I'm Lionel holding a sword.
Wow. I like that. I like that a lot.
This is a very interesting experience for anyone.
What would be your catchphrase?
Thundercats, go!
Isn't his I have the power?
I have the power. Isn't that He-Man?
Oh, that is He-Man.
Yeah,
you're right.
Listen.
Maybe I'm picturing He-Man.
Here's the thing about psychedelics.
All right.
You are very coherent. It's not like you know, people that do a little or drink a lot of alcohol where they can't think straight.
Mm-hmm.
You can think very straight. It might not come out very straight, but you think very straight.
I like it. I've just never astral projected. That's why I wanted to know what it was like.
It's like being Dark Phoenix.
Ooh.
Okay, that's what it's like. You know. Oh, let me tell you, Nick.
Are you saying I would gobble up planets and destroy planets, or are you saying I would come back with like a sweet ass new reborn costume?
The sweet reborn costume.
Yeah.
So let me tell you, Nick Wetmore. We haven't talked about this movie in a very long time, and I'm going to bring it up because I have finally finished it.
Oh, okay.
Now, let me introduce this movie by saying I have owned this movie for like 6 years, 7 years. I have seen this movie 5 or 6 times. I have never finished this movie.
What?
Until a couple of days ago.
Footloose?
I finally got to the end. Footloose. No. I finally got to the end of X-Men Apocalypse, Nick.
Wow, it took you that many sittings to get through Apocalypse?
Listen, I don't know what it is. Okay? I owned this movie since it was available to purchase.
Okay.
I always start watching. I love watching it. I love talking about it. It's not like the best movie, but it's a fun movie.
Where does the like energy drain? Where does that happen while you're starting it?
I don't know.
Like, at what point are you just like, yeah, let's move on?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know.
Interesting.
It's never been like at the same spot, I don't think.
Oh, so you walk in on it.
Yeah.
In midstream. Oh, okay.
And it was so weird. Like, I'm watching this movie, right? And I get to a scene and I'm like, holy shit, I've never seen this part of the movie.
Huh.
And now I'm excited. You know what I mean? Because like all these years, I've had this movie that I would say a lot of people don't like, right? Like I would say Apocalypse is one of the worst of the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
And most people would agree. But all these years, and I finally get to the scene where I'm like, oh, I have not seen this before. And I get to the end and I'm like, okay, now it all comes together.
You've never put in your DVD or Blu-ray and watched it front to back? It's always been on a channel somewhere and you walked in on it?
No, I own it digitally.
Oh, okay. So you never clicked on it and like, let's watch it.
No, I have watched it many times.
But then you just pooter out on it.
Never to the end. I don't know why, Nick. I don't know why. X-Men, Age of Apocalypse. Shameful Weird. Title. Shameful title, because there is no Age of Apocalypse in this fucking movie.
Not even close.
The greatest comic book event of all time. Yes. You know what's really weird right now? If I close my eyes, there's two different things. There's open eye visuals and there's close eye visuals. I actually like close eye visuals better because you create like an entire universe basically, right, around you.
Okay.
Man, this episode really does feel like the Midnight Gospel. This is awesome. I love it. Wow.
So which out of the closed eye, tell me about the closed eye visuals that you're experiencing. And is it closed eye or open eye that are giving you more Casper feelings?
I've never seen Casper.
What?
No, I've never seen Casper. I only feel Casper.
Well, when you close your eyes with the closed eyes visuals, are you feeling Casper?
No. Right now, I'm not feeling Casper. I will tell you, where I'm at right now, not a fun time.
What?
Nope. So I've been to this place before, and it led down a very long journey.
Uh-oh.
It was a lot of work to get out of this place.
Oh, boy.
Might need to backtrack.
You mean the Nerdy Legion podcast with Martin Ferretti? It's a bad place?
No, that's a great place. It's a great place. But yes, close eye visuals. So there are whole universes, but there's also just like random stuff. It's very weird. Like, you know what? One thing that I hate, I will say this. There's some very smart people that create some really great technology, right? Like I was listening to a podcast today. What are they talking about? I don't remember. But they brought up like holograms that are so realistic. Oh, I know what it was. They were talking about UFOs and how like maybe UFOs are a hologram, right?
Ooh.
And they referenced this hologram of a whale in a gym. Have you ever seen this video?
No.
Okay, you need to watch this because it's awesome. It's like literally 10 seconds, so you're not really wasting time.
Okay.
Also, it will never happen because the company is now defunct. But the reference was to this whale hologram. It's actually, oh God, now I forgot the name of the company.
Well, if it's defunct, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Like, they went... Look, I'm pretty sure they went defunct because they're using coronavirus as, like, a way out of the fact that they will never have technology, right?
Wow. Shots fired.
Because this company has been taking investments for, like, 10 years on augmented reality.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, but this sounds fast. It sounds like a similar story to the woman who was doing CVS. Yes. Mm.
Yeah. So this is like, it feels like the Theranos of augmented reality. Whoa. Okay. So do you see what I'm doing right now?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, you're moving back and forth in your chair.
So you see how I'm only going like, what, 90 degrees?
90? Like 20 degrees.
20 degrees? Okay.
20. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
90?
Okay. Now I'm trying to parse it because I'm seeing it. I feel it one way. I experience it one way. I see why you say it's the 20%. I see it on like four different levels, and at the top level, it's like a corkscrew.
Ooh. I like it. Can I ask you a question going back to the hologram, the UFO hologram?
Is this chair sturdy enough?
Yeah, sure it is.
Okay, cool.
If you fall over, you fall over.
I'm not worried about it.
Going back to the UFO hologram, would you prefer, if that's the case, would you prefer the hologram machines be switched up for the giant whale? Or a hologram of Tupac? Or the hologram of Frank Sinatra?
Listen, Frank Sinatra... Because
those are the three that I've heard of.
All right. So the whale hologram, I'm not down with because the whale hologram is a killer whale, which is not a whale. It's a dolphin, so it's a fucking liar. So F that whale.
But wouldn't that look sweet being gigantic?
It would
look going sweet. And going through the sky like a UFO would?
So
that's my picture. Yes. I'm picturing a gigantic Tupac or a gigantic Frank Sinatra as well.
Yes. Well, look, listen, the problem is if we go down that rabbit hole,
we are,
there's many more rabbit holes that rabbit hole will lead us into.
Welcome to the Nerdy Legion, Martin.
All right, fine. So this thing that I was listening to, where they reference the whale hologram. It's actually not a hologram because it's augmented reality, so you would technically need glasses. Whereas a hologram, you don't need glasses. But anyway, so they reference it. So I looked into it, and the problem is... oh, boy. See, so the problem with doing this episode... in the way that we intended to do it. This is going to be a disaster for anyone listening, by the way.
What are you talking about? I've been describing everything fine.
We'll see. I think it's going to be a disaster.
Well, don't listen to the episode. Just put it out. Julian mentions in the chat, the holograms from the Ghost in the Shell live action. Could those be put up in the sky like UFOs? Would those be better?
Yes. So... there was, oh my God, I'm so bad with names. Fortnite does these concerts all the time. They just did one with a rapper like a year ago.
Okay.
You know what? It feels like a year ago. I guarantee you it was like 3 weeks ago. Cause Corona Chan is crazy. I'm pretty sure like the whole universe is just stuck in a time loop right now. No, it was last year. Something Scott. Where is the prima donna? Prime Madonna.
Adam Scott?
Adam Scott? No.
Oh, can I add another hologram? Travis Scott, Julia.
Travis said. Scott, thank you.
Can I add another hologram? The most famous hologram.
Elvis?
What if... Get out of here. What? Don't make me turn off your microphone. What if it was a gigantic Princess Leia?
Whoa. So this brings me to the thing. So Travis Scott did a concert in Fortnite.
Okay.
Okay. He was not the first. The first one was the Marshmallow concert, which is fine. Like, I watched it. It was cool, whatever. But then I watched the Travis Scott concert in Fortnite, and it was very interesting. And if you watch the Travis Scott concert in Fortnite while partaking in certain substances.
In pickle juice.
Even just like, you know, a bottle of wine, whatever. Just get drunk and watch it.
Sure.
It is trippy as shit.
Okay.
He's basically like projecting a hologram of himself into the Fortnite world and doing a concert that way, right? And because it's like a whole computer-generated world, he can travel around from place to place. So, like, he starts off on land, and he's kind of small, but then he's, like, he goes to the ocean, and he's gigantic.
Uh-huh.
Dude, you got to watch it. Look up, put that in your notes. Put it in the show notes.
I will.
Travis Scott Fortnite concert, and watch it. The first few minutes are like, yeah, okay, whatever, like, stupid Fortnite characters running around. But then we actually like get good footage of the concert itself. You're like, okay, this is actually pretty cool.
Okay.
It's a pretty interesting idea. Why are we talking about that? Oh, because
I'm still waiting for the hologram answer.
Well, because the whole world is a hologram.
Oh, come on.
It's true.
I need UFOs to be a hologram projection. That's what I want.
Oh, that's where it came from, the UFOs. No, there are legit physicists. This is not like weirdos that do podcasts or get on YouTube or whatever. Ooh, everything just went fade to black.
Ooh.
It's called a hologram theory. What's his name? Suskind. Yeah, Suskind. Somebody correct me.
You're not looking at chat, so don't worry if anyone corrects
chat,
you.
So,
everything
sorry.
You say is absolute.
Of course. Absolute. Suskind, hologram theory. He believes that even though we are in a three-dimensional universe, we experience it that way because we're in it. But he believes, and a lot of other physicists believe, that is not the case, that we are in fact living in a two-dimensional universe. Like Paper Mario, but we perceive it as a hologram, so it looks three-dimensional to us.
Could our universe just be made of hollow foil covers and trading cards? The real crappy ones from the 90s.
You know what's funny about that? I feel like I'm falling through one of those right now.
Which one?
The Spider-Man one.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Dude, Marvel was like on point with those.
They were.
You remember that? They had the little holofoil card on the front cover?
Yep.
Oh, man. On point.
As well as some of them were glow-in-the-dark. Those were always fun.
Yes. Is my light on? I can't tell.
It is.
Oh, okay.
I think you're reaching for the lights right now, dragging them into your eyes.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah, looks like okay. It.
I don't know. I mean, like, there's a lot of levels of experience happening right now.
Good.
You know what I mean? There's a level of experience of what you see on camera.
Yes.
There's a level of experience of what I feel like I'm doing. There's a level of experience of what I see myself doing, which is very weird because my eyes are closed. There's just a lot of levels right now.
I like that.
Experience. Oh, don't do that. Okay. Gotta
remember. I like that.
But I'm swimming through space right now, if you couldn't tell.
Nice.
So let's continue. Yes, the holofoil covers. I love them.
Yeah.
I wish they would come back, to be honest.
Same here. I think all those gimmicky stuff, I would love to see it done, especially today. I can't even imagine the embossed covers and the die fold covers, die cut. Bring it all. Bring it all in.
Is it distracting for you that I am swimming?
No, I like that you're swimming. I appreciate it. I respect it.
Okay, cool. Yes, I love them. I love them all. You know what? Let's do this. Let's do a comic talk segment.
Sure. Okay? It's your show.
Let's talk comics. Because you know, Nick, I've been down on comics for a while. Not the experience of enjoying comics. I love comics.
You've taken a sabbatical.
No. That's not what I'm saying. How do I want to put this? Comics are just like in a really weird place, right? And and to some people, I would say that maybe the market won't be able to support itself. And I think that's particularly true now with these new distributors popping up, right? So like, sure. DC is not doing Diamond anymore. If you want DC Comics, you got to go to Lunar or whatever the other one is.
Right. So do you think the margin is so slim that this whole Corona thing has made a lot of companies rethink the way that they're delivering, or even if this is even a business model that they can sustain? Did you see today that Dunkin' Donuts just announced nationwide that they're going to be closing all of their like secondary stores that are in like gas stations and stuff like that? I think it's like 300 stores.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So obviously they're
feeling it too.
Yeah, I don't know. And the thing is, though, and actually I was thinking about this because I was listening to the Bright Side Chat.
Good podcast on the Nerdy Legion Network.
Great podcast. And I was shocked by how shocked they were at how good the shipping is from Lunar. Because of course it is. I used to do DCBS, so I know what it's like to get a DCBS box.
Sure.
Right? And now people like comic book stores are experiencing what a DCBS customer experienced. Because like I even saw articles on like multiple places as people start getting their first shipments in, right? Mm-hmm. Of new comics from Lunar and whatever the other one is, whatever. Of course it's going to be good shipping. Have you ever received a DCBS box?
No.
Okay. Nick, it is the most wonderful experience in the world.
It every time I hear people talking about their shipments, it always sounds like Christmas Day.
It literally is like Christmas Day.
Like I never heard anyone have trepidation of like, oh man, this is going to be a shit storm as soon as I open this box.
Well,
it's always like, I can't wait to see what's in this box.
It's going to be very hard to traverse this labyrinth as I'm talking to you, but we're going to continue.
Okay.
Whew.
Just keep those eyes closed or Casper will come over.
No, Casper's not coming over. Casper's okay. In the other room.
Okay.
It is like Christmas, and here's what I don't get. You know, listen to the Bright Side Chat, because you know one of the co-hosts owns a comic store, so it's like I would say pretty good frontline experience, right?
Yeah, nice to hear that point of view.
Yeah. To hear him like describe his experience of opening up a Lunar box.
Uh-huh.
Was the experience I had opening up a DCBS box, right? and yes, like now I'm all digital, right? So whatever.
Sure.
I know some of you hate that. That's fine. I don't care. I do miss it. I do miss the tactile experience. But it's just
of
it's
everything.
Just, of everything.
Yeah, the feel of a comic book, a trade, an omnibus, that type of thing. Or is it? Or do you actually just miss like, oh, I really miss floppies?
I thought we were trying to get a little esoteric here.
No.
Because we just moved to a forest. We're walking through a forest right now.
Oh, maybe the smell of old comic book pages.
In a forest? I don't think so.
Why not? Hey, you're tripping balls. Who knows?
Maybe. It's possible.
Yeah.
So, what was I saying?
You were talking about you're all digital, but you still...
Yeah. But I still... I do really do miss that experience, right? It's just... There's not enough in it for me to have the physical experience. Like, there's no added benefit than just me getting a digital copy, right? Like, that's the thing. And I know some of you will disagree, because I'll even disagree with myself. Like, I guarantee you, if I order a box right now from DCBS, and it comes in 2 months, when I open that box, I will be the happiest person ever.
Sure.
Right? But then I'd be like, I wish I could have just opened up a digital box, because now I have to store this stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That there's the regret that comes in with that. So
the one thing I miss is a letters column, all the extras that floppies provide. I miss that.
Mm.
And you don't usually get those in digital copies or trades or omnibuses.
You know, as I lay here on this chair, Nick, I think I can turn this room into a sensory deprivation tank.
Ooh.
And then it would be perfect.
With the fan or without the fan? Because you already put Bill Bomer asleep.
I would need to do something. I would need to do something with the heat in here.
Maybe it's a sweat lodge.
A sauna? You know, sauna is very good.
It's like hot yoga.
Hot yoga. Yes. It used to be called, what was it? Vikram yoga. And then everyone realized that Vikram was a sexual predator.
Mm.
And he ran away to India, and everyone changed their name from Vikram yoga to hot yoga.
Yeah.
So if you have a hot yoga place near you, the person that runs it may have been sexually molested.
Ooh, shots fired.
Just think about that. You know, this is episode... Draw my bow. 250.
Yes.
And
you
so,
were talking about physical copies as well as publishers, distributors.
You know, it's a good thing we don't have an actual producer. And I have to tell you, Nick, that you are a sweet angel for allowing this experience to happen right now. This is really weird, by the way. I feel like I am I know I'm not, but I feel like I am 90 degrees turned right. Which places my body through a wall right now.
Wow.
That's very odd. It's a very weird experience to have.
I like that.
Yes, I like it as well. But I just wanted to say, Nick.
Yes, your
this
comic
podcast. Time. This podcast has been around for 5 years. 5 years. Can you believe it?
Wow, no.
Five years. I remember... 5 years ago and longer.
Okay.
A time before this podcast, a time where I only knew little Et Nickwitz.
Yes, yes.
From his little red picture on Twitter. And I was like, what's this red picture? What does it mean? And here we are all these years later.
Yep.
And now I know what it means. It was a picture of Nick.
It is. That it is.
But I wanted to thank you, Nick, for joining me week after week for the past 5 years. I can't believe it's been so long.
Feels good.
Right now I'm looking inside a hole.
In the wall?
In the ground.
Oh, okay. All right.
It is lined with concrete blocks.
Concrete blocks?
Yep.
What are you, in Minecraft right now?
Nope. But I am going down this hole, and it's just...
Okay.
It is going.
Don't forget your pickaxe and your fire, your torch.
Wouldn't it be funny? All right, listen to this. What if... Oh, a meadow.
Good comic book series.
I like this. See, now we're in a meadow.
Ooh.
And there's mist. This is... Mm. The end of this hole was very nice. I like this place.
Good, good.
All right. I forgot. What was I saying?
Well, in this meadow, would you reach into your back pocket for your tablet to read a digital comic on? Or is it a folded comic book that you're reaching back there and pulling it out?
In the meadow, it's a physical comic.
Perfect. Yes. That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Is it an oversized comic? Like the most colorful, largest information? That's how I would want it if I was tripping.
Well, like, you forget this is a magical realm, so it's whatever you want. So the comic, as I pull it out of my pocket, could be any size I want.
Heck
so
yeah.
I can open it and then expand it.
Mm.
I can resize it.
No eye strain on this comic book.
No eye strain on this comic book. In fact, perfect. I can keep resizing. Oh, this is actually working in real time. And then just, like, crawl into it.
Oh, that'd be the best. Which comic book would you crawl into?
Which comic book would I crawl into? Now, all right. This
you wanted to have a comic book segment. Let's get into it.
Listen, this might be the best question I've ever had on a podcast.
Wow, and I've asked some doozies too. All right.
All right. Is the sun out?
Which comic book are you reaching into your back pocket and pulling out and then crawling into?
Have we had this conversation before?
I asked the question before, but then the sun came out and you got distracted.
All right, which comic book do I pull out of my pocket and crawl into? This is tough because there's comics that I love, but would I want to be in that world, right? So I love Batman. Would I want to live in Gotham? Fuck no.
Right.
You know what I mean? Would I want to live in, like, Metropolis? Fuck no. So, like, what comic universe would I want to live in? This is kind of different than what kind of comic would I have in my back pocket.
Can I give you my second favorite Ferretti answer?
Yes.
Julian says he would do Scooby-Doo Apocalypse would be his choice.
Ooh. Interesting.
Would he become Scrappy-Doo? That would be my question.
Didn't Scrappy-Doo get killed in that comic?
I don't know.
There was one character that got killed a couple years ago. That's pretty good. Scooby-Doo. What comic would you go into? Because, like, I don't think the comic that I would go into would be any comic that I actually enjoy reading. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because I feel like a lot of the things that I read because I want to know about that thing.
Okay.
Not because I would want to be in that thing.
Mm.
Right? So, you know, I love horror and zombies.
Right.
Actually, you know what?
You don't want to be in that situation.
I would want to be in The Walking Dead. That I would want to do.
Hmm.
I would want to do that. But beyond that, like, I would not want to be in Gotham or Metropolis or, you know, Coast City. I would not. I don't know, man.
Gateway City.
I would go to Dark City. I love that place. That's a great movie.
I know you do. I think I would go to Saga. I'd go into the world of Saga. Yep.
With a baseball bat, so you can smash all those television screens.
Well, if they're not having sex with each other, possibly.
What has happened to this show?
Well, they're uber horny, dude.
Listen, I need to apologize to anyone listening to this podcast right now.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm listening in as we're talking.
Okay.
And this is quite the experience.
Welcome, listener. Martin Freddy, go ahead. You're on the...
Oh, I love doing this. This is one of my favorite things, because when I do this...
Yeah?
It's like a kaleidoscope.
Oh, just waving your hands back and forth? With your eyes closed, of course.
With my eyes closed.
Who would be drawing that comic book that you would leap into? How about that?
Oh, buddy. You know, there's always the problem that you ask for names. And I'm terrible with names under normal circumstances. I'm doubly bad with names in these special circumstances.
Wow. Hmm. You know whose universe, artist-wise, that I would want to be in?
Joe Q.
No. This is looking at pretty much his entire career. I think Guy Davis.
Oh, I like that.
Because I like the steampunk stuff he does. I like Sandman Mystery Theater. He did a little bit of the Hellboy universe. He's been all over the place. And I like his style. I think that'd be cool.
Now that you mentioned it, this is where I'm going to go.
Okay.
I'm going to go into the universe of one of my favorite comics.
Ooh.
Lovecraft and Tesla.
Oh, okay.
I like that world.
Yeah.
I like those two people.
Mm-hmm.
So combine them. Knead them. Make a little dough.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
Man, I wish you could see what I see. Oh, my God.
What do you see?
This is ridiculous right now, though.
Is your head still in the hole in the wall?
No, it's literal hieroglyphics.
Hieroglyphics?
Infinitely to the left and right of me.
Are you in the world of Moon Knight right now? Is that where you are?
Lord Khonshu.
Yes.
Protect me.
Yes. You said the sun rose. Maybe that was very bright moonlight coming through.
Could be. You know, there was a meteor? Comet last night.
Ooh, no, I did not know.
I think you can still see it. I mean, by the time this comes out, the world will probably be over anyway. But you definitely won't be able to see it. But as we record this, there's Northern Hemisphere. There's a meteor going on right now.
Huh.
A comet. Not a meteor, a comet. But you have to get up at like 4 in the morning.
I ain't doing that.
Somebody
on YouTube will do it, and then I'll watch it that way.
I woke up last night to watch it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it was cool. Because actually yesterday, there were 7 planetary alignments.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
You could see Jupiter and Saturn with binoculars.
Uh-huh.
Venus is like bright AF right now.
Hmm.
If you look, well, I don't know about in Chicagoland. But down here in the woods where I'm at, for show.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So getting back to comics.
Comics are great.
Are you finding your interest back into comics? Because I know you took a little break. You wanted to read big boy books. So
Let me correct you.
What?
I never quit reading comics. I focused more time on big boy books.
Right.
This is true.
But whenever I ask, have you read a comic book or have you read a book, you always mention books, not comics.
Yes, that's true.
So how can I not take that as obviously he's not reading comics right now? Which is fine to take a break. We know you'll be back. That's all right.
No shame. I am still reading comics.
Okay. How's your adopt a characters going?
Adopt a character is not going. Because I'm trying to play catch up right now. I'm trying to catch up on all the stuff that I've missed.
You mean current stuff?
Yeah, current stuff.
Oh, you're one of those readers. Okay.
Sometimes. I mean, like, it just... Oh, my God. I feel like I'm in CBGB right now.
Really? Who are you seeing at CBGB?
It's just, like, black walls. It's got, like, punk rock posters, the Ramones.
Yeah, who's just playing? Like,
nobody's playing. I'm staring at a wall. I'm staring at a black wall. But there's, like, Ramones holograms to the left and right of me. How weird.
So you're not watching Blondie or Talking Heads? You're not watching television?
I don't even like the Ramones. Let me rephrase. The Ramones are fine, okay? Don't send me hate mail, okay?
They're all right.
Send all hate mail to idontgiveashit@gmail.com, okay?
Wow. Shots fired.
I don't care.
Sorry, I don't give a shit. You just got some hate mail.
Yes. Sorry, Mr. Give a Shit.
Can I tell you in regards to the Ramones?
Yes.
I went to a concert in high school, dating this girl for years, brought her to this concert, and it was a triple bill, and it was at the Aragon Ballroom. And if this tells you anything, the nickname for this place is Aragon Brawl Room.
Mm.
So it had the chairs that are like folding metal chairs that are all like interconnected to each other, so you can't pick them up and throw them. So the entire row is like locked down, but it's all general admission. So this was like junior year high school. Pick up the girlfriend, drive her downtown. Don't know how much she's into any of these three groups, even though she is ride or die punk. But anywho.
Nice.
Take her down. And the triple bill is the Dickies, the Ramones, and Iggy Pop.
Ooh.
In that order. So the Dickies open up. The Dickies, of course, freaking brilliant. Into the Ramones. The Ramones, a short set. But by the time the Ramones were done, I mean literally done, she looks over at me before even Iggy Pop comes out, and she says, you want to get out of here? Because it was way too loud for her, the first two bands.
Mm.
And I looked at her and was like, we're staying for Iggy Pop. Like, sorry, but you can go into the car. Feel free. I'll give you the keys right now. You enjoy that, but I'm here for Iggy Pop. I've always been here for Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop.
And guess what? That was a really, really good show. I think it was just the monotony of the Ramones that drove her to, why am I here listening to 50 songs being played in 20 minutes? Like, yeah, that became a little too much for her. But it was a great concert.
You know,
it was well worth the fight, because there was absolutely a fight.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, have I ever gotten to a fight at a concert? You know what? Yes, one time. And you know what? It wasn't even that great of a band.
Okay? Oh, that's the worst.
I went to a Hoobastank concert.
Ooh. They had a couple decent songs.
Yes. And some dude wanted to fight me.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Yikes.
I don't know why.
I've had that happen a couple times, and it was always just like, you are way too drunk. Like, let me buy you a beer. And you just know that diffuses any situation.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's true.
But I can't help it. When you're in the pit, guess what? Elbows fly. Feet fly. You don't know what's happening. Mm. I accidentally hit you. Sorry.
So I've popped back into reality.
Oh, man. Welcome back.
Hello, Nick.
Welcome back.
It's not going to last very long, because I'm thirsty. I'm very thirsty.
Well, grab
and
some pickle
all
juice.
All there is to drink in this desert is this pickle juice.
Yeah. Your brother, my second favorite Freddy, says... A guy elbowed his ex-girlfriend at a Slipknot concert. That ended bloody.
Mm.
I would think so.
You know, now that I think about it, this is all coming together. This is why I like partaking in these experiences. I blame Slipknot for my foot problems.
Really?
Now it all makes sense. Yes.
Because too much moshing?
I went to see Slipknot. Yeah, too much moshing. Who was it? Slipknot, System of a Down, Power Man 5000. Yes, that was the concert. That was the concert.
How many times did Power Man 5000 play that one single that made Power Man 5000 even on that bill? How many times did they play that tune?
That's the only song they played over and over and over and over and over again.
And the producer of that song?
Rob Zombie.
Yes. And what did that song, who did that song sound like? Rob Zombie.
Well, his brother is the front man.
In that group. Yes.
Yes.
It all comes around.
Anyways, I remember this was my first mosh pit experience.
That's an intense mosh pit.
My foot was stepped on. My right foot.
It happens. Yes.
Here we are, 30 years later. 30.
Right.
20 years later.
Right.
Doesn't matter. Time is irrelevant. 20 years later.
It's an open circle.
And I had to have surgery on my leg.
Dang it.
And it still ain't right.
Ooh, Slipknot, you bastard.
I blame it all on Slipknot. But you know what? Yeah. It's okay. Because in 2 days, I am going to go into silence.
What does that mean?
I will be in silence.
What are you talking about, Willis?
So I remember we talked about this. You remember you asked me, when are you going to go to the woods, Martin? When are you going to the woods, Martin? When are you going to the woods, Martin?
Yes.
I'm going on Sunday, Nick.
What?
I'm going on Sunday, Nick.
So we're not recording. We're not recording Sunday.
And we're probably not recording Wednesday.
Ooh. How long are you going to be gone? Who knows? So this might be an extra long episode as well as the last episode for quite a bit.
So Sunday, I'm going to be doing a Vipassana retreat by myself.
An opossum retreat?
An opossum retreat, yes.
Is that where you cuddle up with 5 or 6 opossums in a sleeping bag?
Yes. And then
sexy.
Drink their milk directly from their breasts.
Sexy. You hope it's their breast.
Vipassana. It is a Buddhist silent meditation. So I will be going into the woods. Man, look, here's the thing. I want to do 10 days.
Ooh, I love it.
I want to do 10 days. Let's talk about this. I want to do 10 days. I will consider it a success if I can do 3 days.
Only three.
Because here's the thing. When you do a Vipassana, you literally do nothing. So you wake up. You have a cup of tea. You meditate. You have maybe a lunch break. I mean, if you do like a formal one, right? Like they do these Vipassana retreats, like people pay to go and do nothing.
Of course.
Okay.
Can I ask you about this retreat? What happens, and I get doing nothing. Nothing is a great thing. What about doing your bow?
No. The bow,
which I understand when you tell me all you're going to do is drink tea and do nothing, the bow I assumed was not going to be done.
So, I think the last time we talked about this, you wanted me to take the bow and finish it in the woods, and I think I agreed that was a good idea.
Right, that's why I bring it up.
Now that we have come to the point where I'm going to go into the woods. Yes. I think it's not a good idea.
The draw of the opossums is the best.
So here's what I think. I'm going to do nothing.
I like that.
My original idea was to go to my usual spot.
Yes.
But because Corona Chan is still going on, and my wife has been quarantined in this house for 6 months. What year is it? Is this 2020?
2022.
Sure.
Yeah. Snyder Cut's right around the corner.
We're in the future. Snyder Cut came out last week. It's wonderful. I loved it. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Can I give you a little breaking news?
Yes.
Local man Martin Ferretti eaten by bears in the woods. Autopsy report says he was blazed out of his mind on wild mushrooms.
Ah, wild mushrooms, you say.
Reported by one Jay Ferretti. Have a little bit more of that pickle juice.
There are no mushrooms in this pickle juice. None. There are other things, though.
Right.
I
like doing nothing. That's a great idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. So, Vipassana. So, the ideal Vipassana retreat is 10 days, and it's like super structured, right? Like, you wake up at 6, you eat breakfast, you meditate. You drink tea, right? You meditate. You get a lunch break. You meditate.
What's lunch?
I don't freaking know. A salad? I don't know.
Yeah, but isn't that work? You're doing something when you're making food.
Exactly. And people pay thousands, thousands, thousands of dollars.
It's just like the ayahuasca retreats. Like, people pay a shit ton of money for that.
A ton. You know what? You can come over to the secret location. The secret
Casper
bunker.
Lair.
The Casper Lair, and it's free here. But yeah, so I'm doing it by myself because number one, I don't believe in. Why would I pay somebody to go like sit in the woods with them? You know what I mean?
Right. That but are you no gonna sense. Bring a gigantic cooler of like all your food so you don't have to make any?
Negative.
Hmm.
I am going full on hardcore.
Wow.
I am bringing trail mix. And that's about it.
Sheesh, you might be mauled by bears.
And some water. And some water. Look, if I get mauled by bears, Julian knows where I live. Just tell my wife I lived there.
And go and take all of his comic book boxes so you can make a little bit of money.
It's funny. There was actually. Did I tell you about the black bear here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
On this episode, right?
No, a couple of episodes ago.
Two episodes ago. Time travel, fascinating.
I know.
I'm not scared of bear.
That's what Grizzly Man said too.
Well, you know.
We know what happened at the end of that movie.
Wait, I need to bring this chair back. Was Grizzly Man the one that got eaten up?
Why are you bringing it back? Why aren't you laying down? There we go. Come on, crank that thing down.
But I want to see you, Nick.
I don't want you to see me. You have your eyes open. I don't like it. Close your eyes. Lean back. This is episode 250. Open? Yes, they're open. Julian wants to meditate with you, by the way.
I can close these eyes, but this eye is still open. Ooh, that just got dark. Whoa.
Yes.
You know what's really weird, though? I love this stuff, right? Because this is when you get into problems.
What do you mean?
All this talk about like people with the third eyes. Mm. Right? You've heard that, right? The third eye?
Right, yeah. Mine's a brown eye, my third eye.
Oh, is it in your butthole?
Yes. It's all seeing, all knowing.
All seeing, all knowing. Odin. That's funny. Dude, listen. You do not want to go down this road.
I do. Welcome because, to 250.
Because you just brought up the one eye. This? You see this?
Yes.
Do you want to go into the Illuminati?
Ooh.
Into Norse mythology?
Yes.
Yeah, we can do all that. We can also talk about Santa Claus, because guess what? Santa Claus is Illuminati too.
Interesting.
You didn't know that, did you?
No.
All right.
I did not.
Let's. What direction do you want to go on right now? How are we? We've been talking for 2 hours. This is not possible. Are you sure?
Any direction? Yes. Any direction you want to go in. I would like to know, since you're a little elevated right now, circling back to specialty covers and comic books, I would like to know currently what would be a gimmicky thing that you'd like to see. For me, I always liked the Wolverine ripping through the cover. I always liked that. But I'd really like to see multicolored glow-in-the-dark cover. But I don't know for who. How about if Jubilee got her own comic book, a limited series?
Are you trying to appeal to Rob Krieger?
Yes, I always am. He's the best. But I think all of the multicolor firework thing would look pretty cool in a different variety of colored glow-in-the-dark bits on a cover. That would look pretty cool.
All right.
And as a guy who worked at a printing company who did glow-in-the-dark stuff as well as embossed and die-cut-out stuff, we did a lot of decals that were different colors of glow-in-the-dark. And was that healthy? Did I breathe that in? Do I have lung problems today? Who knows? Couldn't have been healthy.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. But I would love to see that. I think that would be neat. I can't think of another rainbow colorful power character that I would like to see that on.
How would you create... All right, it's time to lay back down.
Yes, please. And yes. Julian also said, this is like if the Alchemical podcast, Alchemical Mind podcast, had an After Dark. He's not wrong.
After Dark.
Yeah. So now we have to talk about the booty, the brown eye.
You see,
should I give you one After Dark detail that I've never shared?
Do share.
It is late at night. And it is very late in the episode, to actually think that somebody's going to sit 2 hours through this to actually hear this little tidbit, this little morsel, highly doubtful. When I was in college, I knew somebody who used to have a small baby food, those glass baby food jars. You know which ones I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like those Gerber glass jars. And his masturbation routine was to deposit his funness into that glass jar, and him and a buddy had a race to see who could fill up their glass jar quicker.
All right, you gotta hang on. You hold that thought.
Now just close your eyes and lean back in that chair and see where that takes you.
So hold that thought, because I got to use the bathroom.
Oh, perfect.
But I want to talk about that. So remind me when I get back.
Well, listener, now is the time of the podcast where Martin goes behind the curtain for his pornography to rent a porno, I'm sure. And I will talk about what I have been reading, because I finally finished my John Byrne Wonder Woman, Volume 1. Pretty darn good. I love me some Byrne. Really, who doesn't love some Byrne? But this was really classic Burn, great style. One tidbit that I didn't care as much for, and it seems like he always does this a lot. It seems like he does this quite a bit, especially when he's writing. He had to include a younger person as like a sidekick accompaniment to it, which that got a little bit old, but that was all right. That was okay. So now I'm back into Marvel Masterworks of Volume 6 of Incredible Hulk. Herb Trimp and... I don't recall who the writer is. Maybe Roy Thomas? Roy Thomas. I don't know where the hell Hulk has been for me. And I think it was Immortal Hulk that made me want to go back and read it. I think Martin, Julian, I think you might be right. I think Martin is filling a baby jar right now. Hopefully he has washed his hands. But who knows? He could be stuck in a wall right now in the fifth dimension. We don't know. We have no clue. But I have been really loving Incredible Hulk, shockingly, because I always thought it would be a one-note read. Hulk gets angry, goes on a rampage. Not really. There's quite a bit of layers there. And it has been a complete pleasure to read. And to be honest with you, even more than Batman. And I'm a little surprised I'm saying that. Because that's my other adopted character for the year, is Batman. But yeah, Hulk has been great. And has definitely... When I'm reading something else, I always keep thinking back to what am I going to read Hulk-wise? Uh-oh, the light went off. Now he's back. Martin has reappeared and is swimming towards his chair. My guess is he went behind the curtain and he rented a couple porn VCR tapes that he's going to take back with him.
What did I miss?
No, I think you just... went to a porn, the adult section of a video store behind the curtain and rented a couple adult films.
Oh.
Julian asked if you were gone filling a baby jar.
We are back in business. Oh man, it's like that's very weird.
So what were you going to say about the baby jars?
What about the baby jars?
Yeah, you said hold that thought.
That's not what we were talking about.
Yeah, about my two buddies in college having a race to fill baby jars.
Oh, yeah, this brings us back to Grant Morrison.
Oh, good. Okay, he has a baby jar story? Fantastic.
Because, well, kind of, slightly.
Okay.
So Grant Morrison does chaos magic.
Yes.
Which does have a sexual component, but not entirely, right? His thing is more like creating a sigil, and then you focus on your sigil, you burn it, and now it's a thing, right? Like you will it into existence. Alan Moore does the same thing.
Yes.
Alan Moore does do sex magic though, and the whole ejaculating into the cup into the baby jar thing reminded me of that.
Wow!
Because sex magic is kind of interesting. It's so weird. All right, so yeah, all right. In the East, you have meditation, right? And when you think of meditation, you're like seeing a mountaintop, you're relaxed, you have your legs crossed, you know, you're focusing on one object. That's like a right-hand path. If you do a left-hand path of that same thing, it's like you're just jerking off at a picture of something. And like that's how you imbue it with energy. Like, that's your meditation, right? Because by focusing on this object and jerking off to it, you're giving it your energy.
Oh, okay.
So this sounds weird, but this is the foundation of... Where's my bell? I need to sit up for the bell. Hang on. This is the foundation for Scientology.
Wow.
Yeah, you see? You see that? You see how this all makes sense? It all goes in a circle.
Wow.
Scientology. Okay. What was the guy that started NASA? The JPL guy. God, I wish I remembered his name. See, here's the thing. All of this stuff is connected.
Okay.
Except we choose not to see the connection. And it just seems like random gobbledygook. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Jack Parsons. Is that it? Casper? Is that his name? Yes. All right. Thank you. Jack Parsons. Casper says, hey. All right.
Julian said Eisenhower.
Eisenhower was visited by aliens.
Ooh, I'd read that.
Did you know this?
I'd read that.
Wait, you didn't know this?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh my God! All right, so Eisenhower. All right. This is gold. I love this. Julian should be on every episode. Why is he not just like a third?
Right.
Person.
The third mic. Yeah.
Yeah, like he could just be the producer.
Right.
And guide us in the right direction.
Chime in and add to the chuckle hut. Come on.
Yeah, I love it. All right. Here we go.
And by the way, at this point, what just came out of your mouth about Eisenhower and aliens, that sounds like that that Jonathan Hickman book that he did.
Let me tell you the story.
Sure. Yeah.
Because Eisenhower's granddaughter has written a book about Eisenhower in Aliens.
Really?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course? I didn't know any of this.
Oh my God, I just saw the aliens break into the atmosphere.
Are okay? You sure they're not just holograms?
Look, we're all just holograms, so it doesn't matter. You know, the coolest property of a hologram, you know what it is?
No.
The coolest property of a hologram is that the all the information for the entire hologram is encoded in every bit of the hologram. So if I were to cut myself away from the hologram, I would have a copy of the entire hologram with me. So if the universe is a hologram and I cut myself out of it, then I can create an entirely separate universe because I have a copy of it. Yeah. Holograms are awesome.
So Eisenhower's granddaughter, yes, aliens.
Oh my God. This is fantastic. All right. So Eisenhower was visited by this guy from Venus. Okay. He said he was from Venus.
Okay.
And he lived at the Pentagon for like years until he went back to Venus.
Wow.
And Eisenhower was given the opportunity to, oh man, that's bad. I'm getting like information download right now. Eisenhower was given the option to create a pact with a certain group of aliens.
Huh.
And he declined. And he was given an option to sign a pact with a second group of aliens, which he also declined. But as it turns out, he ended up signing a contract anyway. Is it the right side or the wrong side? Who knows?
Wow.
Yes. There was like the what they call the Nordic aliens, which look like blonde white people.
Okay.
How convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Were the black aliens? You know what I mean? The dark-skinned aliens.
Yeah. Sounds very Master Racy.
Yeah. Sounds very Master Racy. Convenient. I don't know what I was talking about. I lost my train of thought.
Eisenhower and aliens.
Oh, Eisenhower and aliens. Yes. Eisenhower refused to sign a plan. But we got technology from aliens, I guess. I don't know. Where's Andrew Shaw? Andrew Shaw needs to be here.
I think he had to work.
Ugh.
I know.
That's the worst. That's the worst. Yeah,
I know. I sent in all those questions about Alien the movies, but all you guys wanted to talk about was little aliens.
Well, yes. Here's the thing. It's all a conspiracy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all fake.
No, come on.
Look, I promise you, Nick, when you see like a fake alien invasion on TV,
yeah,
you're going to be like, God damn it, Martin said that on the podcast in episode 250.
Dang it.
You're going to see, when you see this alien invasion on TV,
yeah,
you're going to freak the fuck out.
Hmm.
Don't freak out because it's fake.
Will it be like Mars Attacks, the Tim Burton film?
No, but oh my God, dude. All right. The Mars Attacks Tops collectible cards.
Yeah?
Were awesome.
Were there holograms in there?
No holograms.
Because that was right around the time that there should have been holograms.
It was, but and a lot of the cards had panels from the Mars Attacks comics.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Who Tops, drew those?
Mars Attacks. I don't know. Jesus.
Jesus. Wow.
Jesus. Jesus drew them.
He's a good good artist.
He's a great artist.
Sure. Yeah.
Holograms. Jesus. Eisenhower. Projections. There's way too much going on right now. How in the world are you possibly still recording this with me?
What are you talking about? We went from baby jars to Eisenhower's daughter. This is fascinating.
Granddaughter.
Granddaughter, sorry.
Granddaughter.
Yeah.
I feel very drained because I feel like I'm multitasking, right?
Really?
So I'm like, I'm navigating here with you.
Yeah.
But I'm also navigating over there.
Well, what are you navigating to over there?
Right now I'm on a trail. It's very foggy.
Trail?
Yeah, I'm on a trail.
Like a trail in the woods?
Yep.
Huh.
It's very foggy, but I'm on a trail.
How far ahead can you see?
I would say like 100 meters.
Okay.
So is that 300 feet?
Yep.
Yep, 100 meters.
All right, not too bad. Not too thick a fog.
Weird though, because like right here, I feel this tree. I'm leaning up on a tree.
Wow.
It's right here.
Well, that's exciting. At least you got your head out of the ground. Stopped looking at cinder blocks.
Listen, I came out of that a long time ago. That was like an hour
how
ago.
Am I supposed to know?
I told
was
you.
Was it an hour ago?
Was it? I don't know. I was going down the tunnel. I came out on the field, remember?
Could have been 3 minutes ago. We don't know.
So anyway, it's very difficult, though, to traverse two worlds at the same time.
I think you're doing all right.
I think I'm doing okay, too.
By the way, Julian can't get his mind off of Alan Moore jerking off.
Dude, this is... All right. Do you know about golems? Hey,
who doesn't store up a lot of magic? You know what I'm saying? I can't help that. It's magic. Sure.
Do you know about golems?
Call me Gandalf.
Do you know about golems?
Golems? Go ahead. Yes. Golems. Proceed.
All right, golems. So there are many different traditions of golems. Golems are basically like creatures that you create to do a task for you, right? They're inanimate creatures,
right?
Given life. And a lot of times the way to give the golem life is to finish the ritual with ejaculation into a cup.
Oh boy. Are you saying my college buddies are creating their own golems?
Oh, creating golems all the time.
They just needed a larger cup full.
Yes, for sure.
That stinky cup. Whew, couldn't even imagine.
Listen, I don't know. It's really weird right now because I'm in the woods. I'm laying down on my back.
Yeah.
I'm looking up and the sky is just like getting taller, like further away.
Okay.
But I'm not sinking into the ground. Just everything around me is going up, you know?
When you're on this plane and you're having a good old time.
Yes.
Like I hope you're having right now.
I'm having a great time.
Do you ever want to eat?
Oh, funny. So, no, I never want to eat. And funny enough, normally when I do this, if I'm doing this through like a meditation practice, I get to a point where I don't even want to breathe.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I've had experiences where I'm in a place where I'm just like, oh, wait, I'm not breathing. Maybe I should do that. Yes, let's do that. And then I breathe.
Wow. Well, when you're in the woods doing your opossum, please continue to breathe. Just don't do nothing.
Yes. So let me give you what my plan is for this retreat. Because people pay thousands of dollars to go somewhere and do nothing. So I'm going to do nothing for free. Usually these things are structured where you have like tea and a light lunch. Usually yeah. No dinner, right? But you sleep in like a little hut or whatever.
Right.
And all you do, like, it's very structured, right? There's like group meditation sessions in the morning and solo in the afternoon and this and the other. And you're like, you're doing this for hours on end, right? I want to simplify, totally simplify the process. So it's going to be just me with my tea and my trail mix.
Now, do some of these leaders, do they have to expel magic into some of the people that are there doing nothing?
Oh, during the Vipassana retreats?
Yes.
Oh, man, I don't know. Like, I haven't heard anything about that.
Like, but, no, you just sit there. Just sit there. Don't worry about what's going on behind you.
I will say this. I have heard of there being like, I think this is so funny. I've heard stories of like Buddhist mobs, right, at some of these retreats. In particular, the ones that use psychedelics, like ayahuasca retreats, right?
Sure.
Because they, I don't know if they hate it, but they really don't like that stuff. Because they see it as kind of a shortcut to enlightenment, and part of the process is, you know, performing the work.
Sure.
Which is true, but like, there's nothing wrong with a shortcut as long as you're still doing the work. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the way that I look at it. So, where was I going with this? Guide me, Nick. Guide me.
The creepy instructor who has to expel magic.
Yes.
And the Buddhist.
So the thing is, when you get into some of these things, there's a lot of predators, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Like anything. Yep.
Like anything. You know, I talked about Vikram Yoga earlier, I think. That was this episode, right?
That was.
Yes, good. Vikram, who is now like an international fugitive, but he's like chilling in India with like millions of dollars and followers.
Yep.
And like still teaches people from all around the world, right? There's a documentary on Netflix, I think, about Vikram.
Wow.
Probably it goes into this Vikram.
Stuff? It goes into this stuff? Wow.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Crazy.
Yeah, just look it up. Did we not talk about that? I feel like I'm having deja vu.
Not the documentary.
Not the documentary? Okay.
No, but you talked about the other stuff about a half hour ago.
No. I feel like we talked about this documentary because I watched it with my wife. Last year. My wife!
Maybe I just don't recall. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You're a sweet angel for still talking to me right now.
No, it's great.
This is very therapeutic.
But I will agree with your Predator comment. That's why whenever I hear about these comic pros or video game people that are getting, you know, movie people, television people that are getting called to the mat, I'm not shocked at all when you think about, like, oh, the percentage of rapists that are out there, the percentage of predators that are out there is this amount. Mm. Like, of course, that's the same amount that's in any division of work labor has that percentage. Like, yeah, you can't be shocked.
So I don't know if I was Mandela affected or whatever.
Ooh, terrible movie.
Because I was talking to Travis about this a couple of days ago on the Aftershock podcast.
Ooh. That's another good one. I like when you're tripping balls. You're naming off a lot of Nerdy Legion podcasts. I appreciate it. You're cross-promoting like a genius.
I'm doing a lot of multitasking right now, and it's very good. Difficult.
No, it's perfect. You're talking to Travis.
Yes, I'm talking to Travis on Aftershock Central Podcast.
Yep.
And because there's a new book out called Disaster Inc., which I really enjoyed. It's one of the lowest rated first issues that I've rated in a while. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, like, it was a good first issue.
Mm-hmm.
But it just didn't fully engross me, I think. Right.
Okay.
But anyways, it's written by Joe Harris.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, Joe Harris.
Mm-hmm.
When we were talking about this with Travis,
yeah,
I was like, wasn't Joe Harris like ousted from comics for beating his wife?
I thought that was Tony Harris.
Okay, Tony Harris, right? So Travis, this is the discussion we were having before the podcast, right?
He had that Aftershock book that of. Wasn't it about it had something to do with Satan. And then the report came out and that book sort of stopped prematurely.
Yes.
Wasn't it like the
Shipwrecked?
No. Shipwrecked is Hester.
Yeah, with Harris.
No, Harris did the one.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Coming back, it's like the woman who gave birth to devil or something.
That's right. You are.
And
correct.
then the Harris stuff came out, and that book just sort of went away.
Tony Harris.
I know, which right, kills me because I love me some Starman.
Well, and so this messed me up because this is Joe Harris, and I'm thinking Joe Harris is Tony Harris.
Gotcha.
Right? Except through working this out, I learned that Joe Harris is not Tony Harris, but he is involved in some sexual thing.
Oops.
Apparently he was like groped and molested by like the Dark Horse editor in chief or something.
Oh.
You know what I mean? At a convention.
Was it Scott Alley?
Yes.
Yeah, because I know two or three people came out against his predilections, I guess you'd say.
Yep.
I didn't know he did, but wow.
Yes, Joe Harris. But anyways, the book was great. But it's one of those things where, like, you know, you read about the book and you expect something out of the book.
Sure.
And it's not like the pieces are there, but they're not there. I don't know if that makes any sense.
But isn't that like a bad double-edged sword? Because I know what you're saying, like, especially when I used to read previews, and you'd get like three or four sentences describing this brand new series. And in my head, I built up like, oh, it's going to be this crazy, whatever, space opera. Mm. And then you get it, and it might become this crazy space opera. But because of marketing or whoever created these four sentences, I want that to happen on issue one. And I'm sure the creator who talked to this marketing person or whoever filled out those four sentences, I'm sure they're thinking, well, these four sentences, I'm talking about the next three arcs that are in my head, not the first issue.
Yes.
I wonder if that was the Joe Harris thing. Hmm. Like, in your head, you saw this, like, interesting thing, and he only gave you a little sliver of this interesting thing.
Yeah, I mean, the plot's cool. It's like disaster tourism.
Wow.
So these people go to Fukushima,
uh-huh.
you know, where the nuclear power plant exploded.
Uh-huh.
And like when the book kicks off, there's this girl and this guy doing research on butterfly mutations. And it turns out like the butterflies are not mutating. But then there's like ghost samurai that kills them.
Ooh.
And then
I like that tourism. Idea.
Yes. Disaster tourism. And everyone that is going to this island is really fucking sketchy. I don't know. It was good. Disaster Inc., thumbs up. Go read it.
Okay, good.
But
did Travis have the same quibbles with it that you did?
I think he rated it a little bit higher than I did.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, look, it's a great book. And the art is, it's beautiful art. Don't ask me who it is.
I won't ask you.
I don't remember.
I want to know, but I won't ask you.
I mean, I'll just throw a name out. We'll just say, like, Peter Kowalski, because that's, like, an Aftershock name. But I don't think that's it. No. Oh, man. Now we're in business. Have you ever seen the Lego movie?
Both of them, yes.
Okay, good. So you know how... like when Wildstyle and the special get saved by Lego Batman and they go like through the sun, like they're going through like different levels.
Yep.
Right. Like they get out of the city and they go through the tunnel and they're in whatever, like this is what it's like right now.
Ooh, I like that.
Right now we're in the tunnel. That the tunnel's concrete now though. That's weird.
Hmm.
Usually the tunnel is not concrete. Usually the tunnel is light.
Interesting.
Okay, well, let's just keep falling down and see where we end up.
Now, once you're on this path
or the right-hand path?
Both. In the state of mind.
Ah, the middle path.
How are you, once you finally come off of this, how are you for... going to bed, falling asleep. Do you sleep the sleep of angels, or is it a very restless sleep? Is it hard to sleep? Is it hard to like calm your mind down enough to sleep? Give me A, B, C.
You're asking for my personal experience, correct?
Yes, of course.
Okay. I do this ritual like every 6 weeks, you know what I mean? Where I take a day to just like swim around the universe. I get my little paddle feet and I swim. When I come to, there's so much stuff that happens in the experience that when I go back to what you would consider like a normal state, right?
Yeah.
I can't process it immediately. There's some experiences that it takes like months to process what happened.
Okay.
There's an experience that I've been processing for over a year. Okay, so like these things, it's not like there's so much information. And this is part of the reason why I like doing this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, you have your like the default node in your brain, right? The default mode that controls just like your basic survival, right? So like your breathing, it controls your heart. It controls your digestion and all that stuff, right? Like, imagine a world where you had to think like, hey, I need to digest this food right now. That wouldn't make any sense.
Right.
Okay. When you start going through the experiences, they definitely don't make sense when you're awake. They make sense when you're in the experience.
Okay.
I could describe all kinds of things to you right now, right? But that doesn't mean that you would be having the experience that I'm having.
No, of course not. Right?
You would just have some semblance of what it's like to be in the place where I'm at.
Okay. Yeah.
But without seeing it, you wouldn't know, right? So this is the whole walking the path and knowing the path thing.
Sure.
and different people react differently to different stimulus too, so that's also kind of an issue.
But how is it calming down or whatever to like shut your mind, your body down to actually go to bed? And do you find yourself sleeping like an extra long period, shorter period? Like how does that happen?
So you just end up going into a dream state just because that's the next step, right?
Gotcha.
There's not like I need to fall asleep right now. It's more like a ladder of consciousness kind of thing.
Okay.
And so you get to a point where you go to the next level, and the next level is REM sleep, right? And so now you're dreaming.
Okay.
And then when you wake up, right, different level again, you start bringing the experience in. But it's not immediate, right? Like there's certain things that you can actualize right away. There's certain things that might take a couple days, some take a couple weeks, some a couple months, and some, as I feel with one of my experiences, years. It could take years to process the information. You know what
gotcha.
I mean?
Gotcha. And when you're going through this process, do you go back into trying to figure out these issues? Are you picking them up, or are you working through them even without going through this state?
No.
You said some take months. Well, is that months, like, are you going back into it every other week and trying to, like, work on that?
No.
Or you're introducing yourself to these topics or interests or whatever, and since you're being introduced to them through this state, now that you're not in this state, now that's how you can approach and deal with and like try to take care of these topics.
I mean, you just kind of need to jump in.
Gotcha. Well,
I don't know any other way to say it, to be honest.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The experiences, look, here's the thing. It's very easy to get experiences, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's very difficult to understand what the experience represents, right? And this is true for like anything, right? Like not even just this particular state. If you're a drinker, for example, right? Like think about why you drink, right? You know, some people just drink for the taste.
Yeah.
And some people just drink because they like to get drunk.
Yeah, it's a social occasion.
Yeah, exactly.
And then some people need to imbibe way too much because they need it, quote unquote.
Some people do. That's true.
Yep.
Man, yeah. Why did I sit up?
I have no idea.
I feel like I should lay back down.
I thought you were in a hammock. You were so like in the zone when you were laying down. Some pickle juice with a little bit of garlic.
So now that now that it's been going on for a while. This.
Yes.
Has Morning Glory seeds in it.
Morning Glory?
Yes, Morning Glory. You can do an extraction of LSA from Morning Glory seeds. What is LSA? Do you know what LSA is?
No.
LSA is a precursor to LSD.
Ah, okay.
So it'll make you feel very happy.
Good. Well, I like that. Keep the happiness going.
Now, whole process. And by the way, I will never share any recipe, so don't ever ask me for a recipe.
Right. Yeah, don't ask Bill Bomer.
I don't think Bill Bomer's going to ask.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he can get out of the house or get the family out of the house so he could have his own little space for long enough. But now, let me ask you. You're in a state of mind. You're feeling great. I would feel uber lazy. Like I just want to be a sack of shit just laying in that chair.
Mm-mm.
Not moving at all. That pickle jar is completely done in this scenario. Mm. You have to go pee-pee. Are you using that pickle jar or are you moseying through that house?
No, I mosey through the house, bro.
I don't know. That pickle jar is a damn big pickle jar.
Mosey through the house. You know what? This reality sucks. Let's back into Starship Troopers here.
Starship Troopers?
Yeah, dude, I just rewatched that. When was the last time you saw Starship Troopers? Oh, yes. This universe is way better.
In the theater would be that answer.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm serious.
So you've only seen it the one time?
Correct.
All right, let me tell you this. Starship Troopers, for the listener, whoever is still listening,
yes,
18 hours into this podcast, Starship Troopers is one of the most underrated smart movies ever.
Wow.
Okay. Part of the problem is that it is based on a book.
In the shower scene.
Look, there's not enough boob in that movie.
No.
Okay, that's number one. That's the first problem of that movie is there is not anywhere near enough boobie there.
Are you going to blame the author of the source material for that?
Not blaming the author. So, it is based on a book. I've never read the book, so I don't know if the book's any good.
Okay.
But I do know from doing research on the book that the book deals with some very interesting themes, particularly authoritarianism.
Sure.
Okay. Which, I mean, that's pretty obvious in the movie too, right?
Yeah.
This is like the same theme as in Ender's Game. Oh my God, I'm in space. I'm literally in the asteroid belt right now.
You and that terrible Orson Scott card.
This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Asteroid belt. Here's the thing. Am I actually in the asteroid belt? I mean, obviously not, right? I'm talking to you.
Well, we could be wireless right now. I could just be implanted in your head. How do you know?
If you're a hologram, maybe I'm a hologram. Maybe the real me is out in space. Maybe there's two me's. Maybe I've physically separated this me here talking to Nick and this me here flying through space.
Maybe I'm me, but I have a hard light construct that's just my clothes.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hard light construct is a thing.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to Spaceship Troopers, Starship Troopers.
Oh, Starship Troopers. Yes.
Does the movie hold up? Not theme-wise. Themes, I think, would hold up.
For sure.
But visually, does it hold up?
Special effects, you mean? No. I mean,
okay.
No. No.
I don't even recall the soundtrack. I don't know if that holds up at all.
I will say this. The special effects are not as bad as Star Trek The Next Generation.
Okay. All right.
So if that makes you feel better.
Sure, sure.
Which I think that both things came out like roughly at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Like late 90s?
Right. Sure, sure.
Yeah. So, but Starship Troopers, fantastic. I wish they would have made a sequel. Here's the problem. People take that movie as like a joke. That movie is not a joke. It's purposely done that way because life is a fucking joke. Oh, shit. Here we go.
What's up?
Oh, fuck. 3 hours in. Okay. We're getting to this. Life is a fucking joke.
What do you mean?
It's all a joke.
And hey, can I educate you a little bit?
Yes.
Starship Troopers, there's 3 films out.
Well, the other 2 are direct-to-video.
Well, yeah, but still, you said you wish there was a sequel. I'm telling you, there's a sequel.
All right, I should have phrased better. I wish there were a good sequel.
Ah, there you go. Well,
okay, is that better?
Everyone loves to hope.
Starship Troopers 2 is not good.
Oh, sorry, take that back. There's 4 films. 2012, Starship Troopers Invasion came out.
Interesting.
They dropped the numerical thing. There's Starship Troopers 2, 3, and then just Starship Trooper Invasion.
That's like Paranormal Activity. There was 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the marked ones.
There you go.
Yes. We just rewatched all those movies because those are Reagan's favorites.
Yes.
And that's exciting. That's not what we were talking about, though. Where were we?
I was just asking the quality of Starship Troopers. Does that hold up?
Oh, Starship Troopers, yes. Dude, let me tell you. I loved rewatching Starship Troopers.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen it in, I mean, I don't know, 10 years probably.
Yeah.
It showed up on, I think it's on Netflix right now. So I was like, Starship Troopers, hell yeah. I watched it. There was stuff in there I didn't remember. There was stuff in there that I didn't remember. But yeah, it was cool. And the movie takes place in Argentina, which I didn't realize at first, which is cool because I lived in Argentina for 6 years. So that was cool.
Sure.
Except when they blow up Buenos Aires, like that sucks. You know, Buenos Aires has a pink house.
Pink house?
Yeah. You know how in the U.S. we have the White House?
Yeah.
In Argentina, they have the Pink House.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. And it looks very similar to the White House, but it's pink.
Well, now I'm going to ask you to rate the films of the director of Starship Troopers, Paul Verhoeven. And I'm just going to list them off for you. Starship Troopers.
Oh.
Showgirls.
Well, Showgirls?
Yes, he directed that. Basic Instinct.
Oh my God.
Total Recall and RoboCop. He directed all of those.
So I need to rate these movies?
Yeah, rank them.
Rank them? All right. So you said Starship Troopers, Basic Instinct, Total Recall. What else?
Showgirls and Showgirls? RoboCop.
All right. So we're going to do Total Recall number 1.
Yep. And you might want to poo-poo Showgirls, but let's not forget about how much cocaine it took to get Showgirls done.
This is true. Which is funny because Jesse was in the Don't Do Cocaine episodes of Saved by the Bell.
Of course.
Yes.
And there is a documentary out about Showgirls, just to let you know.
Oh, really?
It just came out.
Interesting.
Sadly, it is not streaming anywhere, but you could rent it on Amazon Prime.
Well, I will not be doing that.
But wouldn't that be even more fascinating than that dumb movie? I think so.
I'm pretty sure I'm in Mars right now.
Nice.
This is like, it's like light-colored sand.
Was it the mention of Total Recall that put you in Mars?
Hell maybe, yeah. But hell this is, it's light-colored sand.
Yeah.
Bluish sky, I say bluish because it's like kind of like purplish. Mm-hmm, I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. Maybe Total Recall though. That's a good movie. I enjoyed it.
All right. Where are you ranking Total Recall? All right,
Total Recall number one.
Yep.
We're gonna do Starship Troopers number two.
Okay.
RoboCop number three. Wait, RoboCop one, right? The first one.
Yeah, buddy. Yes, Paul Verhoeven is not directing any sequel. at least not at that point in his career.
All right. So RoboCop, and then, I mean, Showgirls is at the bottom. What was the other one?
Basic Instinct.
Oh, Basic Instinct. Oh, wait. Which is worse, Basic Instinct or Showgirls? All right, yeah. Basic Instinct and then Showgirls.
You're not wrong with that debate. Just to let you know, I think because Julian gave me his list, I think all three of us are different. Because mine is going to be Total Recall, RoboCop, Starship Troopers, Showgirls, Basic Instinct.
Oh.
Showgirls is just so dumb, but it's such good dumb fun. Julian says RoboCop, Total Recall, Starship Troopers, Basic Instinct, Showgirls.
Perfect.
But come on. Those are like, and honestly, I think he did those all pretty much back to back to back. That's a pretty good slice of like direction right there. It'd be hard to match like those movies. They were all big successes. Well, except for Showgirls, but still.
Yeah.
Like that's impressive. Like even trying to find like a big run other than like a Spielberg or, you know, a Kurosawa run. Like, yeah, I get that. But just looking at modern directors, that's a pretty good run.
That poor girl. I feel so bad for Jesse. Jesse Spano. Right? Because, like, that's the only movie she ever did. And it was terrible.
Maybe I'm tripping balls, too. How did we jump all over the place? I mean, we were talking about Starship Troopers. And I completely missed Julian said that there wasn't enough Neil Patrick Harris. But it's one of his favorite films. And then he also said, which I didn't know, he said that there were two animated films, which might be good. That sounds good to me.
What?
Yeah. He's our fact checker. Of course he knows this stuff. Come
that's
on.
That's true. He should know this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, Black Hole. Hello.
I'd like to know how many of these are streamable. That's what I'd like to know.
Starship Troopers?
Well, especially the animated ones.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know the original one is streamable somewhere.
Yeah, you said Netflix.
And it's fun. God, man, let me tell you, though. It's so cheesy watching it. But, like, it's supposed to be cheesy. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And it's got Tiger Blood's ex-wife in it. What's his name? Charlie Sheen, his ex-wife. What's her name?
Oh, Denise Richards.
She's in it. She's a hottie. You know what the problem is? No boobs.
True that. Okay, I'll give you Starship Troopers is streaming on Netflix, like you said, or DirecTV. I'm not gonna name off Fubo, no clue. IMDb TV with ads, no, I'm not even gonna list that at this point. Starship Troopers 3 streams on DirecTV right now. Starship Troopers Traitor of Mars is on Tubi. Starship Troopers 2, Hero of the Federation. DirecTV has all this stuff. And Starship Troopers Invasion from 2012, DirecTV. Wow, DirecTV must. If you want to watch Starship Troopers, we got you covered. Don't worry about it.
Hell yeah. Man, Nick, have you ever felt like you were being split in half?
No, but that sounds great.
That's how I feel right now. Like the two halves are closed.
Straight down?
What's that?
Are you being split like straight down, or are you being removed like one arm here, one leg there, that type of thing?
No, it's like below my knees and then above my knees, right?
I like it.
Yeah, it's weird. That's cool. Okay, now they're back together. All right, that was fun.
Maybe because I just saw, maybe what you need to do in this state, maybe you need to go watch some She-Ra cartoons. I think that would really help out.
All right, let me tell you this.
Those would be really nice and colorful and fun.
So, I had this experience.
All right.
I watched, it's not the Phoenix Tapes. Unidentified Phoenix Tapes? I don't know, something. There is a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Have we talked about this?
I don't know. But tell me again.
I feel like I'm having deja vu. All right. There's a documentary about the Phoenix Lights. Okay. Do you know about the Phoenix Lights?
No.
Okay. So the Phoenix Lights is like a triangle formation of lights that obviously was seen in Phoenix in the sky by like thousands of people.
Dang.
Now it's called the Phoenix Lights, but it was not just seen in Phoenix. In fact, I've seen somewhere someone mapped the trajectory of this thing. It started in, oddly enough, New Mexico.
So it was moving?
It started in New Mexico, went down into Arizona, down into Mexico. So there's reports in like multiple states, multiple countries of the same object.
When did this happen?
The Phoenix Lights, I want to say like 97.
So people had cell phones and could have captured this.
Here's the funny thing. Kurt Russell was one of the first people to report the incident.
Now, I have heard about that. You might have told me that. Yeah.
He's a pilot.
And we love some Kurt Russell.
I love Kurt Russell. I just watched Escape from New York. It's still awesome.
Of course you did.
I mean, it's super 80s, but it's still awesome.
Yeah.
But Kurt Russell is a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And he was flying into Phoenix Airport on his private plane and saw the Phoenix Lights. He was the first to report it. He called like the airbase. And they're like, I don't know, we don't see anything in radar. Because of course they don't. Fucking liars. They're all a bunch of liars. Of course aliens are real. There, we just said it.
Where's Andrew Shaw?
We said it right here. Aliens are real. Okay? Are they extraplanetary? Listen, I'll ask Casper. Okay? Casper knows. Casper knows, but I don't know. I'll let you know what Casper tells me. How about that?
I like that.
Yeah, that's good. but yes, the Phoenix Lights, and then the mayor made fun of them. Look at thousands of people, Nick. Thousands of people saw the Phoenix Lights. Did you look up a picture?
No, but I will.
You should look up a picture of the Phoenix Lights. Thousands of people saw this thing. The mayor holds a press conference. This is the best part of this story. I love this. This is why we can't have nice things.
Do tell.
I feel like I should do a new podcast where I just get like super high and just talk.
Well, that's what we're doing right now, buddy.
All right. What was I saying?
You were talking about the Phoenix Lights.
Oh, the Phoenix Lights. Okay. Wait. Backtrack. Yeah, I know Phoenix Lights, but what about where was I at in the story?
That I should look up the picture Kurt Russell spotted at first, and then the radar person said there's nothing there.
Yes, the radar person said there's nothing there. All lies, Nick. All lies.
Yes.
Because you know what? The aliens are here. Hello. We welcome you. The thing is, they don't want us to know about them.
Of course not.
They don't want us to know about them. Why? I don't know. Here's the thing. All this fake money. Oh, here we go. Fake money.
Yes.
I'm having deja vu again. Fake money.
Good.
All this fake money in our economy to fund all these projects, okay, under some mission, right? Mm. Whatever. Mm. It's all bullshit, Nick. It's all bullshit. Okay? It's all bullshit. It's just a cover. Oh, fuck. Now I'm flying over New Mexico. This sucks. I'm pretty sure I'm astral projecting right now.
Ooh.
All right. We need to bring it back.
I got another, by the way, got another rankum for you and our prime Madonna.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Kurt Russell. Here's your choices, and then you can rank them. Then you can rank them. Stargate, Tombstone.
10 out of 10.
No, you're ranking them, son.
Oh.
Stargate, Tombstone, Big Trouble in Little China, Tango and Cash, Escape from New York, and The Thing.
Listen, number one, you just blew my mind. Those are all amazing movies.
They are all amazing movies. It's Kurt Russell, for God's sakes.
Blew my mind. Number two, shame on you. I cannot remember that list of movies. I know, as you were saying those movies, all those movies are incredible.
That's because you were giving them all 10 out of 10s.
All 10 out of 10. They're all 10 out of 10s.
They are.
Right? So it's going to be a problem ranking them.
I
know Kurt Russell movies. I just will not be able to remember them. Why can I not remember them? Because I am in a state right now where there is no such a thing as time. And when there is no time, you cannot remember things because they are always just constantly happening.
I am going to repeat them. And you, while you're leaning back, you write them into space and then you can rearrange them.
All right. This is a visualization exercise.
Yes, absolutely.
I like
Stargate.
It. Stargate.
Tombstone.
Yep.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Yep.
Tango and Cash.
Mm.
Escape from New York. Mm. And The Thing. I hate to say it. All of them are Sophie's Choice. If you told me to get rid of one of those, that'd be really tough. Because they're all bangers. He's done bangers.
Kurt Russell, America's sweetheart. He's not a pedophile, is he?
Well, why would you even say that?
I don't know. Tom Hanks is a pedophile. Is he a pedophile?
Go back into your inner dimension. Don't even throw that out into the universe.
This is totally related.
He's an American icon.
This is related.
But if I had to throw one under the tracks, I think Tango and Cash would be thrown.
I 100% agree.
I hate to say it.
No, I don't hate to say it. I will agree. Tango and Cash, get out of here. You're at the bottom. You're at the bottom. Wow.
Let me
tell you what's at the top.
Sure.
Hmm.
I think I can guess.
All right. What's at the top? What's number one?
For Martin Ferretti?
For Martin Ferretti.
I think Stargate.
Nick, you were so close. All these years of knowing me.
Dang it. Dang
so
it.
Close, so close. That's number two. That's number two. It's number two. Stargate, number two. I love Stargate. Stargate, fantastic. Love it.
Can I give you a preview, a sneaky peeky? My list and the Prime Madonna, exactly the same list.
Oh, amazing.
News to come.
All right. Number one.
Yes.
Big Trouble, Little China.
Hell yeah.
Do you agree?
Buddy, I saw that in the theater. Of course I agree. Okay. Well, no, I don't agree. In your placement? No, I don't. No, not at all.
At number one?
Right. Not at number one. Nope.
You are crazy.
Not even at number two.
Shut up.
Yes. Yes.
Big Trouble in Little China?
Classic. Classic John Carpenter film. But there's a better John Carpenter film on this list.
There is another John Carpenter film on this list.
Yeah, I know. A better one.
All right. Escape. Oh, no, shit. Backtrack.
Yep.
Big Trouble in Little China, number one.
Yes.
I feel like Brad Pitt's character in 12 Monkeys. What was his name?
How am I going to remember Brad Pitt's character's name in a 25-year-old?
He does this the whole movie.
Yes, he does.
That's what I feel like right now.
Good. But do you have that wigged out eye that he had in 12 Monkeys?
No, but this is really weird. So my eyes are open right now.
Well, close those eyes. You know you like to have them closed.
I do like them closed. However, let me tell you this. I have my eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
The black walls of my room look normal.
Mm-hmm.
The white ceiling, not normal. Not a normal ceiling.
Hmm.
This is going into space.
Sounds like you need to paint that black.
I'm pretty sure a hurricane came through my house and blew the house away.
Oh, don't say that. This is going to be an extra long episode if that's what happened.
And this is like the Wizard of Oz right now.
Okay? Oh, my God. Are you Dorothy or are you Toto in this scenario?
Look, Toto is the real hero of Wizard of Oz.
That's true.
So, whatever. I'll be whoever you want me to be. You want me to be a Tin Man? I'll be a Tin Man.
Good.
I'll be a little leprechaun. No, what do they call them?
One of the flying monkeys?
Ooh, a flying monkey.
Because those things were creepy when I was a kid.
I'd be okay with being a flying monkey.
Yeah. But are you saying all of this just to avoid our rank-em list of Kurt Russell?
No. Number one, Big Trouble, Little China. Number two, Stargate. Number three, Escape from New York. What am I missing?
Tango and Cash, The Thing, and Tombstone.
Oh, shit. Tombstone, fuck.
Yes.
God damn it. Tombstone is a great movie. See, if you gave me a list of Val Kilmer movies, Tombstone would be number one.
Followed by?
The Saint.
The Saint?
Yes.
Oh, now you are tripping balls.
Well, yes, for the past like 3 hours.
Now it hit.
No. It's been here the whole time.
No. I'm not going to accept that answer. No way.
Why?
Because that, the Saint?
The Saint?
Hell.
What's wrong with the Saint?
No. It's good, but it ain't no number two.
All right, whatever. Look, Patrick Swayze, rip.
I can't believe you said that, but go ahead. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. That is the episode title. Unbelievable. 250. Bing, 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 bing. Where's my bill? Have I developed telekinesis yet? Nope. All right. I'm working on it. One day I will figure out the rules of this matrix, and then I will be able to move objects. Until then.
Ranking, this is spontaneous ranking of Val Kilmer for me.
Yes.
It goes Tombstone.
Mm.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Ooh, that's number three.
MacGruber.
Shut. All right, this podcast is over. All right.
MacGruber's awesome. Stop the mess. That's
what
awesome.
What's happening right now?
I know. It's no Saint, but the Saint sucks.
Look. Are you honestly putting MacGruber on a best of list?
Yes. It's very good.
This is dangerous ground you're walking on.
Oh, man, Julian's right. I'm reordering my list. Tombstone, Heat.
Oh, Heat. Bang, bang. Yes.
And then MacGruber.
Fine, I'll accept.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is severely underrated.
Yeah, I agree.
Film. That is so freaking good.
I agree.
But let's get back to the original question.
Which was?
Rank 'em Kurt Russell.
Oh, I thought I did it.
Number two.
Big Trouble Little China.
Right. Great film. Not number
Stargate.
One.
Yep. Stargate.
Great film. Not number one.
Escape from New York.
Okay.
What were the other choices?
Tombstone.
Oh, this is where
this is
we
what
went
threw
off.
You up. Yes. Tombstone, Tango and Cash, and The Thing.
All right. Tango and Cash is at the bottom. That's fine.
Yeah.
This is the most ridiculous. Oh, my God. I think my brain.
In all these films.
My brain might be going into a loop.
Good. As long as it's a Kurt Russell loop.
a loop because, man, whew, okay, this is very tough.
Right.
Kurt Russell, greatest actor of all time? Yes, 100%.
You might be right, because let's not even go into like his comedies. Overboard, a classic comedy.
Classic.
Yes.
Yep, I agree.
And then he's still doing great work. Fast and Furious, Quentin Tarantino films. Come on.
Oh, man. Oh, dude, he was in, what was that one he did with the Machete guy? Oh, fuck. The double feature.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's a Tarantino film. Yep.
With the girl from Charmed.
I ain't including that. You're already befuddled just by 6 Kurt Russell films. I have to narrow shit down.
Oh, my God. Kurt Russell, you are the best, the greatest actor of all time. We've just figured it out.
Yes.
Kurt Russell is the best. You know, when I watched Guardians of the Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yes.
With Kurt Russell.
Right.
One of his worst performances, because it's not even Kurt Russell.
Yeah, he does. He didn't have much to work with, though. Come on.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But
did you rank these yet?
Oh my God, I cannot move my legs, because if I move my legs, then I counterbalance myself, and then I might fall. So I need to probably sit up first. How does this work? How does sitting work? We're
give me
about
the cross
to invent
cross
sitting. All right. Fuck it. We're going to do this list right now. Here we go. You ready? Kurt Russell.
Ready.
American Treasure. Oh, my God. I cannot believe it took me 30. I'm almost 39, Nick. It's taken me 39 years to realize that Kurt Russell is America's sweetheart. He is the greatest American actor of all time.
Tron, huh? You might be right. Huh? You might be right.
All right. Let's do this. We are going to redo this list.
Uh-oh.
Fuck. All right. Tango and Cash is still at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, here comes the problem. If we work our way from the bottom, does it make it easier? Or is it easier if we go from number one down? Let's look at it. Oh, man. All right. How we need to figure out criteria. That's the problem. We don't have criteria. Criteria. What's the criteria? Is the criteria the actual movie? Or is the criteria the feeling that the movie gives you? Does that make sense?
Hey, you list it however you want to. It took me and Julian about 3 seconds to figure out our list.
Listen, 3 seconds in Wonderland is decades.
Well, let's go.
All right. Kurt Russell, I love you. Still going to go. Big Trouble in Little China, number one. Got to do it. I got to do it.
That's good. It's a great film.
Tombstone, number two. Got to do it. Sorry, Stargate. I love you. But classic. Tombstone.
Classic.
Tombstone. Fantastic.
Yes.
Him and Val Kilmer? Holy balls. Balls!
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Very good. So what did I say? Big Trouble?
You got 2 so far.
I got 2. Where do I go next is the thing.
Right.
Because here's the problem. Here's the problem. It's been a very long time since I've seen the original thing.
That's a Martin problem.
That's a Martin problem.
That's a shame on you problem.
I did recently watch the remake of The Thing. Not as good. Not as good. Kurt Russell, though? Epic beard. Maybe. God damn it, Kurt Russell. Not only is he America's sweetheart, not only is he the best American actor of all time, he also has the best American beard of all time. This is preposterous. All right, fair enough. So
where are you going? Yeah.
I need to woosah. All right, so we did Big Trouble in Little China, Tombstone.
Yep.
I don't know, Nick. I can't do it. Give me yours. Give me yours.
Julian and my list are exactly identical. Tombstone, The Thing, Big Trouble, Escape from New York, Stargate, Tango and Cash. That would be it.
I think that's pretty fair.
That would be it.
If you look at these films objectively, I think that's a good list.
Which ones did you see in the theater? Any of them?
I'm pretty sure I saw Big Trouble in theaters. Pretty sure. And I'm pretty sure I saw Stargate in theaters.
I seen four of them. So.
Yeah?
Yeah. The Thing, Big Trouble, Stargate, and Tango and Cash.
Hmm.
If you were around, you saw any Stallone film that was coming out in the theaters at the time. Schwarzenegger, Stallone, that's just a given.
Stallone. He's like a clone of his mother.
Oh. You see, I don't know if you saw Dennis Chandler entering into the fray.
I do see that.
Yes.
Sky High. Val Kilmer's in Sky High? He was.
Hey, I couldn't include all the films.
Oh, wow.
I had to take a little group here and a little group there.
What? All right. What would be another quintessential actor? American actor or actress? Aside from Kurt Russell.
That's tough.
Is there a jug in here that I can pee into?
Yeah, your pickle juice one. We were just talking about it. And you said, I would absolutely not. I would mosey through the house. I'm not that lazy. Hey, a boy's got to do what a boy's got to do every once in a while.
I might need to go pee. I don't know yet. Maybe I can namaste myself to not pee.
Hey, maybe we can. If you want to call it, let's call it, buddy.
Hey. Sure, yeah, whatever, let's call it.
We put in 3.5 hours, now...
This has been going on for 3.5 hours?
Yes.
Are you sure?
You can look right up at the top, it says live,
I'm looking at it, it says 323.59.0.324. Oh my god, 3.5 hours, that's just bananas. That's ridiculous. I can't believe that this has happened for 3.5 hours. Yeah.
Now, would it be a standard Nerdy Legion faux pas that, with your elevated state of mind, could you end this podcast and then it just goes off into the internet, never to be recorded as an audio podcast for the channel? Possibly.
No, possibly. Listen, I promised Mike that I would record this audio.
You did, but you are elevated right now.
Listen, I'm elevated, but I'm coming back down. You know what I mean? I feel like if I lay back down, I can shoot back up into space. But right now, I'm good enough where I can see again. You know what I mean?
Before you go off on your opossum snuggle fest on Sunday, are you going to be watching?
That is the best title ever.
Thank you. Are you going to be watching the Netflix original film Old Guard with Charlize Theron?
Oh, yes. I don't know. What was that? What just happened?
I don't know.
I just feel like we traveled to Spain. We did.
Why not?
Yes, I will be watching that because I love that comic book. It is fantastic, and Charlize Theron is fantastic, and the creative team is fantastic, and I love everything about the Old Guard.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I'm actually surprised that they did it because, God, is it really 3.5 hours? Are you sure?
I didn't fast forward the live feed.
Man, Nick, I wish you would have been where I'm at. You know what I mean? Nick, literally, it's been 5 minutes. Like, I just got here.
That's great. you're fired out of a cannon. I think Julian wishes he was there doing the same thing.
Listen, Julian, if you want to be a hermit in the woods with me, just let me know. We will go and wander the forests of these great United States.
Snuggling up with opossums?
With our epic beards.
Yes.
I trimmed it. I trimmed it a little bit.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I did. Well, not here, but I trimmed, like, right here and here.
No.
Yeah, I did. Just a little bit. See?
No, you didn't.
And I conditioned it so it'd be nice and smooth. It looked pretty.
Mm-hmm. Did you put the oil on it?
Of course.
You oil it up?
I'm not an animal.
You're a fancy boy.
I'm a fancy lad.
Yes.
What was I talking about? I forgot. Jesus. Oh, Kurt Russell.
Yes?
No, I don't know.
You were wrapping it up. That's all I knew. And then
okay. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. What time is it? Oh my God! It's 00:30. Is that a movie?
Of course you're at 00:00.
I mean, what? Why wouldn't I be? It's 00:00.
Time starts at 00:00.
Time starts at 00:00.
Right.
When you count, you have no thing, and then you have one thing, and then two thing, three thing, and so on.
I would agree.
Same with time. I use a 24-hour clock because I'm a human fucking being, not a peon that uses AM PM. You know what I mean? I use military time. 24-hour clock.
You're not a little boy.
I'm a big boy.
Yeah, listen, you're a big boy.
All right, listen.
Military time.
Listen, when I grew up, we used military time. Always.
Nelson was into military time.
We used military time. I mean, Nelson was in the Navy until he got kicked out.
Hell yeah.
I think he told me the story one time. I'm pretty sure it's because he smoked a joint. You know what I mean?
That's not allowed.
I'm not going to ask.
You could.
But you should see Nelson in his Navy uniform and sweet afro.
I'm sure when he went on shore leave, watch out, ladies. And just to let you know, Julian said that he might take you up on the offer to wander around with snuggling possums.
All right, I need you to come over. What day is it? What's today?
It's Saturday.
It is Saturday.
Yes. So in 2 days.
Oh yes. Sunday. It's 0032. Oh, it's my mom's birthday today.
Ah.
Happy birthday, mama.
There you go. See?
Aw. Now I can astral project to mama.
There you go. All right.
So today's my mom's birthday. What was I saying? Shit.
I think you need to astral project, sign off, and then astral project and see mom. That's important.
Yes. We're going to sign off. This is fun. I can't believe it. 3.5 hours, Nick.
Well, I hope I guided you well enough. You were very worried that you were going to have to helm the spaceship.
I don't know anything that was said.
Good. Well, hey, download the episode and give it a listen.
I'm going to have to listen to my own podcast.
Look at us.
Thank you for listening to the Nerd Ninja podcast with Nick and Martin. And Pickle Jar. And also Prima Madonna. Is that word? That's it, right? Prima Madonna? That's what we're doing?
Yes.
Okay, good. Very good. On Twitter, at Nick Wetmore, at Geekvine, at Nerd Legion. Hello, at nerdlegion.com. All that stuff. I can't believe I remember this. It's so robotic. I feel like I've done this before. Over and over again.
250 times.
Cheers to 250 more times. Or groundhog.
Clink, clink, clink.
Bing.
You get a fancy lad hanky.
Oh, how cute.